absolutely thrilled. Rocky's Autos, they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Check them out. They're at the corner of 63rd and Federal. Tell them J. Marvin sent you.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZM, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Senate passes an energy bill with new mileage standards.
Saves 1.2 million barrels of oil a day.
The future of the prison at Guantanamo Bay.
Closing it probably makes strategic sense.
Scary ride, horrifying outcome.
The cable broke. I heard a lot of people screaming.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. With the price of gas still near record highs, more of us are concerned about the gas mileage of our cars and SUVs. Now the Senate has taken the first legislative step to pressure automakers to boost fuel economy. Here's CBS's Bob Fuss.
A major stumbling block for this bill was mileage standards for cars and SUVs. Automakers fought hard against increasing them to 35 miles per gallon. But a deal brokered by California Democrat Dianne Feinstein succeeded. In fact, the Senate surprisingly passed it by voice vote while Feinstein was still at a news conference.
I'm flabbergasted. I thought we'd be arguing this all night.
Environmentalists weren't so lucky on two other provisions. A Republican filibuster blocked shifting tax breaks from oil companies to companies pursuing clean alternative energy and stopped a new requirement for utilities to use more wind and solar power. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
That bill now goes to the House, where lawmakers yesterday voted to reverse a ban on contraception aid to groups overseas that offer abortions. If it passes the Senate, President Bush will likely veto it. Months ago, Mr. Bush made it clear he'd like to see the prison camp at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, closed. Live to CBS's Peter Mayer at the White House. Peter, where does that stand now?
Well, Steve, the administration is debating what it would take to close the Gitmo jail. President Bush has acknowledged public and international pressure.
America has no interest in being the world's jailer.
At issue, repatriating detainees who have been cleared and finding other prisons for remaining terror suspects. Attorney Joshua Colangelo Bryan represents two detainees.
The real issue for our clients, though, is not where they're held as much as whether or not they are afforded due process.
Officials tell CBS News there is no imminent decision on Guantanamo's future. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
On the CBS Health Watch, a small study could open the door to new answers for people suffering the ravages of Parkinson's disease. Live now to CBS's Vicki Barker.
Steve, 4 years ago, Nathan Klein's Parkinson's was so bad he could barely walk. Today,
I feel great. I swim, ride my bike, do everything that anybody that's normal can do.
Dr. Michael Caplet led the team which injected genetically engineered cells into Klein's brain.
Our hope is that this will, in the future, be considered the first major milestone in the creation of a whole new field of medicine for brain diseases.
The treatment is still experimental, but it offers new hope for the millions of people suffering from Parkinson's and other brain diseases. Steve?
A major study says firstborn children tend to have higher IQs than their siblings. Live to CBS's Dave Barrett. Dave, do we know why?
Maybe. Are firstborn kids smarter than siblings?
Answer.
Guess so. IQs of the oldest children studied were about 3 points higher compared to others in the family. Norwegian experts focused on birth order of nearly 250,000 men. Scientists think firstborns get more attention from parents. That may push a child's vocabulary and the ability to reason. How do brainiacs fare? First kids have won more Nobel Prizes in science compared to winners who are younger siblings. Steve?
Well, the screams on a thrill ride at a Louisville amusement park turned from exhilarating to horrifying yesterday when a 13-year-old girl's legs were somehow severed above the ankle.
The lady, she was just sitting there, and she didn't have no legs. She didn't have no legs at all.
The Superman Tower of Power ride at Six Flags Kentucky Kingdom lifts passengers 177 feet straight up, plunges 150 feet, hitting 50 miles an hour. There's no word on how it happened or the girl's condition. Outside Canton, Ohio, a desperate search by hundreds of volunteers, then a nighttime vigil for a missing woman who was 9 months pregnant when she disappeared last week.
We're just here to pray for her and just to lift them up at this time.
26-year-old Jessie Davis was last heard from in a phone call to her mother 2 days after.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
4 minutes after the hour.
Apply online at firstoptiononline.com or call 303-803-1900.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Strong winds in the Denver area knocked over trees, left more than 7,000 people without power, and peeled the roof off of an Aurora veterinary hospital, but nobody got hurt. Xcel Energy says the outages were caused as strong winds pushed trees into power lines. Most folks had their power restored by midnight. And the temperature hit a record high of 99 degrees at DIA, topping the record of 98 set on the same date in 1922. Firefighters say a grass fire in Mesa in western Colorado has now destroyed three homes.
They have lost three structures, one outbuilding, and two residences.
Meanwhile, crews have now contained 90% of that 1,200-acre wildfire near Newcastle that evacuated 90 Colorado homes this week. Residents of 60 of those homes were allowed to return yesterday. And a state-funded study says the oil and gas industry contributed $23 billion in direct and indirect economic benefits in Colorado in 2005. That report was released yesterday by the Colorado Energy Research Institute. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Happy Friday. Well, with the exception of some crash activity in the final stages, northbound lanes, Highway 85 at 120th in Commerce City, we have a pretty fine ride around the city. Traffic still at good speeds, even through Thornton and North Glen on eastbound 270. Nothing to worry about along I-70. It's trouble-free out to DIA and through the high country. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today. Morning sunshine with some clouds and scattered showers rolling in by the afternoon. Looking for a high of 90.
When you love what you do, it's impossible not to be successful doing it. So when it comes to investing your life into a franchise opportunity, how do you know you'll find a franchise that you'll absolutely love? We're Franchise Revenue Systems. Our passion is finding the perfect franchise opportunity to meet your passion and financial resources. If you're a young entrepreneur looking to find that modest seed you can nurture into a lifetime of wealth, we'll help you find it. If you're a seasoned business pro, ready to go big time on your own, we'll work big time to help you find it. Call today and get a free guide revealing the top secrets to starting a franchise. It's yours free with our compliments. Love what you do. Let us help. Give us a call today and get your guide to the top secrets to starting a franchise free as our gift to your entrepreneurial spirit. Call 1-800-922-6939. 1-800-922-6939. 1-800-922-6939.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Kids do better in school, teens can score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo of IQ is only available for a limited time, so call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-401-3267. That's 1-800-401-3267. 1-800-401-3267.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-497-5951. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-497-5951. 1-800-497-5951. That's 1-800-497-5951.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul,
I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-7870. Again, that's 1-800-550-7870. 1-800-550-7870.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1362. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1362. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1362. 1-800-557-1362.
I come in today and Christy Harvey's going to give us an update, so we got all kinds of stuff planned. And John, I'm glad to see that you're back from the Yankees game.
Oh, man, it was a lot of fun down there at Coors Field yesterday.
Did you have good seats?
I had great seats right on the basically first base, kind of between first base and outfield.
That's not bad.
14 rows up.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah, they were great seats.
Yeah, and did you I saw that you guys won, but what was the score?
The score was 4-3.
So weird this morning.
It was a great game.
What was it? What was the score?
4-3.
Oh, wow.
And they chased Roger Clemens out after 5 1/3 innings pitched, and he gave up, I think. He gave up all four runs. He gave up all four runs. And Clemens also got a base hit in the game, which was kind of cool.
Well, anytime the Yankees lose, I'm happy. I cannot stand the Yankees. I'm a Dodger. I'm not a Rockies fan. I can't admit to that. But, you know, I'm a Dodger fan. But for years, you know, the Yankees just, they're so arrogant, and the fans are so arrogant. I'm sorry if I'm insulting all the Yankee fans. I hope there's not too many of them in Denver.
Oh, there was a ton of them, man. I think
Coors
Field was,
they fly
there was 50,000 people there yesterday. I think about 40,000 of them are Yankee fans.
Well, sorry about that, but I have to tell you, I am so happy they lost, and I'm so glad you guys swept them, and I mean, unbelievable. The only thing, you know, it takes nothing, the Yankee fans, it takes nothing to be Yankee fan, because they've won so many World Series, they've won so many, you know, they have been such a top-notch team for such a long time, and the Yankee fans just take it for granted that it's always going to be that way. And it for instance, I'm a Dodger fan. It takes work to be a Dodger fan. We haven't gotten close to anything since 82 or 84 or something.
Fernando Valenzuela is my favorite pitcher of all time.
Yeah, he was great. You know, he was great. And although he's very pissed off at the Dodgers.
Yeah, he's pretty bitter.
Yeah, he's very bitter. He's very unhappy about it. Listen, we are going to talk about politics today. There is a lot going on. This is Mario Solis Maric, and I'm sitting in for Jay Marvin. We want to talk about what happened on the Hill around Betito Gate yesterday. As you know, Alberto Gonzalez's right-hand deputy, McNulty, went to Capitol Hill and basically, you know, stood up. Spun the lies, what I think are lies, to protect his one-time boss, Alberto Gonzalez. So we have a couple clips on that, and also, you know, kind of my thoughts. I think the last time that I sat in for Jay Marvin, this thing was starting to heat up. and it has just drug on and on and on and on. And there are members of the Republican Party on Capitol Hill that are trying to say it's like no big deal and it's a partisan witch hunt and blah, blah, blah. You know, all the usual cover up language is being used right now, by the right wing on Capitol Hill. And I'll tell you why that is. Because this is the tip of a very big iceberg. And what they've been able to do is they've been able to stall the investigation right at this point. But later on in the program today, I'll tell you what the other points are. We'll also talk, you guys, in Colorado, we'll see, it looks like, very likely you'll see on an upcoming ballot, a provision to end affirmative action in your state. And I'm going to give you a perspective, from our state. And tell you what a mistake that would be, so we'll be able to talk about that. And by the way, we'll take your calls at 303-713-7600. And John, you know, I have to tell you though, we are so lucky. I'm broadcasting from Los Angeles. You're over there in Denver. You are so lucky. We're in separate studios this morning.
Why is that? Is it a billion degrees in there?
No, man. I I've been working on this local campaign over here, right? And as you know, I do a daily show now. So in order to like be able to do this, because I really wanted to do this, I'm always happy when Jay invites me to be on the show. In order to do this, I stayed in town, and the hotel. I was. Let me put it this way: we should take a break right now, right? But I was not able to take a shower this morning.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Poor Tony, who had to set up the studio for you.
He was like, I think he was being very polite. He was like, staying on the other. He didn't say anything.
Well, what did you stay at, the Roach Motel or something?
No, it's a really nice motel. It's a hotel. It's a really nice motel. No, it's a really nice hotel. And so I get up this morning, and only the hot water works. The cold water doesn't work. Now you could take a cold shower. Right? You know, it's not pleasant.
You can't take a burning hot shower.
You cannot scald your skin in order, you know, it's a trade-off between cleanliness and having to pull having the skin boiled off my bones. And so I did not have a very good morning this morning.
Well, I'm very glad we're not in the same studio.
Yeah, we are not in the same, and suddenly Tony had left. He set up the sound over here, and then he walked out of the room.
So yeah, if he comes back in with nose sure plugs, you know something's wrong.
I'm not sure what that means. We have, are we going to do traffic with Gina Michaels?
Let's talk about more. The kind of more you get from a really smart buy, like buying a Hyundai. Starting with the Hyundai Sonata, with more standard safety features than Toyota Camry. Or the Hyundai Santa Fe, deemed more athletic than a Honda Pilot by theCarConnection.com. Or the Azera, with more warranty coverage than any luxury brand. Now let's talk about more money in your pocket. Because right now, you can get more with great deals across the lot. Like the Hyundai Santa Fe lease. It's just $249 a month for 24 months with $1,999 due at signing. So you get more, and you make a smart buy even smarter. But this offer only lasts for a few more days. So visit a Hyundai dealer before July 2nd and get more with the Hyundai Santa Fe lease, just $249 a month. See dealer for limited warranty details. Includes $0 security deposit. Excludes tax, title, license, and fees. Call 1-800-564-1560 for complete details. 2007 Hyundai Santa Fe GLS. Lessee has option to purchase at lease end price. Negotiated at signing. Except for residents of Kentucky and Wisconsin. Subject to credit insurance approval and vehicle availability. Offer in 7207.
Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
And we're back.
Create the bath of your dreams at the Summer Bath Event. Check out beautiful custom cabinetry from Master Bath. Plus, save 10% on all in-stock American Standard Lifetime Whirlpool tubs. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through July 4th in U.S. only. See store for details.
Cynicism runs crazy in this society, doesn't it? And one of the big places there's cynicism is towards automobile dealers. And I've always said on the air, any group of people you talk about, there's always going to be a lot of good people, and then there's going to be some bad people. Well, let me tell you about some good people. Rocky's Autos. Rocky's Autos is the place to go to buy a clean, late-model used vehicle, car, truck, van, minivan, or SUV. They now have over 650 vehicles on the lot. The matching down incentive is going on, which helps lower your car payment. And they got great people working working there, like my friends Tom and Marv Alshear, Spanky Herrera, Fred Labrato, Gerard Menard, Johnny Mays, Adolph Juan. The list of people just goes on and on. There's over 100 people working there, and they're there for one reason, and that's to serve you. I can't think of a better place to go than Rocky's Autos. Check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com. Pre-qualify for a car loan, or just look at the inventory. I think you'll be really thrilled. Rocky's Autos, they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Check them out. They're at the corner of 63rd and Federal. Tell them J. Marvin sent you.
We're here at the Bear Challenge, where the two top-selling paint brands are going head-to-head in a competition of quality.
Watching paint dry is exciting stuff here at the Home Depot.
Let's take a look at our current leader, Bear Premium Plus.
I tell you, I did not expect this kind of quality from the most affordable paint.
Well, you know, I'm not surprised. Bear's been rated number one in overall quality by a national study 4 years in a row.
Well, with the kind of resistance to scrubbing that it's shown today, it's certainly proven it has lasting power.
Definitely. But you know where Bear really stood out for me?
Where's that?
That whiter base.
Oh, I can agree with you there. Anybody wanting truer colors can appreciate that.
Folks, you can get out on the action, too, here at the Home Depot. Just vote for the paint you think did best.
And you can win $10,000 in gift cards from the Home Depot. Bob, we got legal on that?
Yes, indeedy. To enter in for official rules, visit your local Home Depot store by July 31st. That's open to U.S. residents. 18 or older, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Nice. Is Bear better? Take the Bear Challenge and decide for yourself. Only at the Home Depot. Good, better, Bear.
The J. Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
21 minutes after 6, this is Mario Solis Maric. I'm sitting in for Jay. This is the J. Marvin Show. So I was reading the Denver News. And by the way, you could give me a call on this. I'm curious to see what you think about it. 303-713-7600 is the number, 303-713-7600. I'm here on AM 760 Progressive Talk in Denver. It looks like a provision to end affirmative action in Colorado is about to pass your last legal hurdle to actually get on the ballot. And it turns out that the group that's doing that over there is a group that we're very familiar with. Or let me put it this way. The same group of donors. I think they've changed their name. You know, they've created a new DBA, a new fictitious business name statement to be out there with y'all. And I have to tell you, this to me is just the way that they frame the issue. It will tell you right away that they're up to no good. Because none of these folks that passed this provision, and it passed. It passed in our state. And it'll be framed as if it is a civil rights bill. That's the way they're going to frame it. I mean, they'll come, and whenever somebody chooses the opposite language of what they're doing, then you know they're up to no good. Because if they were going to be honest about it, right? If they were going to say, look it, we put out your case, whatever you believe your case is, lay it out on the table and let the voters decide what it's about. These are the facts. This is why we don't want affirmative action. But when you start like saying, well, this is, you know, we're a civil rights group and we're going to, you know, and when in fact none of the folks that are involved in this particular provision that's trying to get through Colorado or that went through over here in my state have any linkage, any history, any relationship with the civil rights community. And the fact that they're trying to disguise themselves in that way right away should like send up a big old red flag to you. Like, well, how come these people aren't confident enough in their argument that they're not willing to come to me and tell me who they really are? Or you know, don't tell me who you are, but don't pretend you're somebody else. You know, just put the facts on the table and let me decide. And it, you know, because we're all, you know, maybe we're not super intelligent human beings, you know, but we could get through the freaking day. You know, we could understand the facts if they're laid out before us on both sides and let us make the decision. Don't pretend you're somebody that you're not. I mean, the big deal is they're going to, and they did this over here. They started running these ads with where they tried to actually that Coretta Scott King, God rest her soul, stopped them, but they were running these ads with Martin Luther King in them, trying to frame the affirmative action debate as if he would be against affirmative action. And I love when they do this stuff, when they say, oh, and they quote dead people. They do that with Cesar Chavez. They do, this whole thing that Martin Luther King would have been a Republican if he had been alive today. All this stuff. It always, that's the other thing that drives me nuts when political groups do that. They pick up somebody dead and they say, well, he would have, something that they never spoke about. And they say he would have done this or she would have done that. Because it's easy for me to say that because a person's not going to come up and rebut me. In the case of this particular ordinance, Coretta Scott King, who was still alive, came forward and made them stop. But basically, what we're talking about is, and my smell test for all these affirmative action, ordinances is this, especially when it comes to higher education. When it comes to ending affirmative action for higher education, I always ask the big question, does this measure end the legacy program in your state university system? A lot of people don't know what the legacy programs are, but the legacy programs basically mean that if your mom or dad went to that college and their mom and dad went to that college, and you could be a freaking C-D student and you will have a space at that college as long as they gave money throughout, right? I mean, you have to, as long as you're a donor there, they're going to let you in. As long as you come from a family of university donors, you get in. And so my test on this quote unquote ending preferences in higher education is, does this bill end the legacy program? Because basically the legacy program is affirmative action for the rich. That's what the legacy programs are. George Bush, let me give you an example. Here's an example for you. George Bush, legacy student. Need I say more? He got in because of his family name and because his dad, had given a ton of money over the years. And obviously, even if he hadn't, the family name and the power behind that name. Was enough to get George Bush, he bypassed a ton of smarter students, and they opened up a slot for him. And that happens in universities and colleges all throughout the United States because they all have legacy programs. And so if we really want to, if we're saying we are going to even the playing field in higher education, which, by the way, there's a conceptual flaw to that, which I'll talk about in a second. Then my smell test for the integrity of that ballot measure is, does this ballot measure end the legacy program? Does it make it illegal for the rich and powerful to have affirmative action as well as it does for people from disenfranchised communities? And this particular bill will not. And I think that right there, when people talk to you, and they're going to come to you, and they're going to do all these commercials and stuff, and they're going to tell you, it's about the content of somebody's character, how can we all achieve equally if there's these preference systems? And then you have to ask these guys the question, well, how come we have affirmative action for the rich? How can we have affirmative action for the powerful? Why can't the rich and powerful, with all of their, with all of their leg up, why can't they compete with everybody else? And at that point, you will see hemming and hawing, and you will see the argument completely melt before your eyes. I think that this thing should be voted. Should it get on your ballot, which it looks like it's going to get there, I think it should be voted down. What do you think? 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600 is the number. Give me a call. This is Mario Solis Maric. I'm sitting in for Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And now traffic with Gina Michaels.
Thanks, Mario. Good Friday ride, although speeds have dropped significantly now southbound 25 between 104th and 84th. We're getting heavier traffic as well along those southbound lanes downtown, 38 to Spear. And eastbound 6 getting a little busy now with some slowing out of Lakewood. No big delays just yet for the Boulder Turnpike either direction. Weather outlook today, morning sunshine, but we'll get some clouds and scattered showers by this afternoon. Looking for a high of 90. Currently it's fair and 62. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
A new way to buy your next car or truck? That's My Fill-Long. My Way means every new and used vehicle has a low...
For most people, there's no substitute for instant gratification. Yet some people can wait if something better's coming along. At Orbitz, in a desperate attempt to feel popular, we're giving you both. So, if you book the hotel and flight you want together on Orbitz, you'll save now. And you'll save $250 later when you customize a package to Hawaii, Mexico, or the Caribbean. Instant gratification now and the $250 savings later.
Book at Orbitz.com and stay a step ahead. Save $250 on qualifying 5-plus night vacations, travel and book by March 31st, 2008, subject to availability, see site for terms and conditions.
Mexico offers incredible adventures, from miles of sun-warmed beaches to endless water or land sports, Mayan ruins, and so much more. That's why Funjet Vacations offers so many flights and hotel options to Mexico. Because to just think about Mexico is to fall in love with it. Call your travel agent or visit Funjet.com to learn more about our exceptional package rates. Mexico, beyond your expectations.
I always wanted to be a fireman,
a pilot,
a teacher.
But the rising cost of college was a big reality check. That's why I joined the National Guard.
The Guard gives me money for college,
so I can go to school full-time and fly part-time.
My unit helps out after a natural disaster hits, so I get to help people just like I always wanted. There's no bigger rush than being a firefighter in the Guard.
Than flying a Black Hawk.
Than leading my squad.
Thanks to the Guard, I'm becoming who I always wanted to be.
Call 1-800-GO-GUARD and ask us how much you'll receive towards your college expenses.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard, or by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and the state.
Are you afraid of the IRS? Worried because you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Or because you haven't made employee payroll deposits? Relax. Call Effectur and see how quickly it can be taken care of. You'll never have to talk to the IRS directly. Effectur is staffed by professionals, many of whom have worked for the IRS. So we understand how the IRS works. For your free confidential consultation, call now. 1-800-500-9424. That's 1-800-500-9424. 1-800-500-9424.
Do your joints hurt? Do you wake up feeling stiff and achy? Does arthritis slow you down? In Iceland, we think everyone deserves to live without pain. That's why there's a free bottle of Iceland Health Joint Relief Formula waiting for you when you call now. That's right, one free bottle on reserve for anyone listening to this radio station. Just call 1-800-900-2217.
I had some joint pain in my knees, and I don't feel it anymore. It's wonderful.
The arthritis has disappeared.
Iceland Health Joint Relief is a pharmaceutical-grade pain reliever that diminishes inflammation and pain, improves flexibility, and helps build new cartilage. Unlike prescription drugs with harsh side effects, it has omega-3 fish oil, so it's good for your heart, too. We Icelanders live without pain. You should, too. Call now to find out how to get your free bottle. 1-800-900-2217. 1-800-900-2217.
Forward thinking in the morning. It's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
This is Mario Solis Maric, sitting in for Jay Marvin right here on the Jay Marvin Show at 6:33 a.m. It's 7:33 in the a.m. on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Oh, it's 6:33. It's something 33. Somebody just pulled over and said, "Hey, I'm on my way to work too early." It's 33 minutes after the hour. On that, we all agree. At 6:33 where you are, you could give me a call at 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. We have this affirmative action bill that's headed to your town. And one last thing about this. because this is going to be the hot issue for you in 2008. And I guess we're all supposed to think that it's a huge coincidence that it's going to be coming up during a presidential year. And but of course, as we all know, this is going to be the wedge issue, obviously, in your state to try to drive people out to the polls. So it's being led by this guy Ward Connerly. I don't know how popular he is, I know he's not popular, but I don't know how famous he is nationally. But we've had to deal with this guy here in California for many, many years. He got himself appointed to our Board of Regents. I think he was like a Pete Wilson appointee, something like that. He was I'm pretty sure he was a Pete Wilson appointee. But the guy is basically is a lobbyist. He acts like he's this big, educational, kind of mind. But basically what he is, if you go to Sacramento and you walk into his office, his office is surrounded by other lobbyists. He is a lobbyist. He gets money, he gets paid, to try to make things happen. Or he used to. I'm sure his fortunes have changed. As of late, as his agenda items have become less and less popular in the state. And so he's off to your town. So he's probably, he's probably opening up a lobbyist office over at your, in your city or in your state capital. Like a traveling little circus show or something, for crying out loud. But you really have to take what I'm telling you, and I'm telling you this as a friend. We have seen this circus act over here in our state. And over here, people are over it. And so they're apparently going on the road. And you're the next stop. But we have seen the damage that they've done, to our future here in this state. Because that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the future of the state. This is our state, and I'm not sure what the demographics are there, but they're not far afield. Our state is a non-majority state. There's not a single race or ethnicity, in this state. There's a slight majority, but there really overall is not, a substantial racial or ethnic majority in the state. And we have a lot of schools, in racial and ethnic, what used to be racial and ethnic minority communities that are underperforming schools. They've been underfunded. They have, they have environmental problems as far as they're in crime-ridden neighborhoods, that sort of thing. And you can't, and I hate to say, I feel like an old-fashioned liberal here, but I think it's just practical. You can't expect those kids to end up, with the same SAT scores at the end of the day. And everybody would call me up, and you could call me, by the way, if you feel differently or if you agree. 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. But it would be if the starting gate was the same, then I say, yeah. Let's move forward. Let's all start, if everything was even at the starting gate, then let the finish line be even as well. The finish line being college, entry. But we all know, at least here, that the starting gate is not the same. And we have to prepare the workforce for the future. We have to, prepare the political leadership, the business leadership, like it or not, right? I mean, because I always get scared if you think about it and you drive to a freaking McDonald's, you're looking at the kid that just, couldn't tell the difference between the quarter pounder you ordered and the Big Mac he gave you. You kind of worry that person's going to be in charge of your freaking state in about 20 years. Well, at least I do. But so you might not like the idea that these young people are going to be in charge. Especially what freaks me out is that they're going to be in charge when I'm old and the most vulnerable. That's the part that's the scary part. I'm going to be old and feeble someplace, and you know, the kid who screwed up my McDonald's order is going to be in charge of my life. Steve in Highlands Ranch, you're on with Mario Solis Marich on the Jay Marvin Show.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. On the affirmative action, let me first say, you know, I wouldn't have a problem eliminating the legacy affirmative students either. But it should all end. It should. Everybody should be competing freely for the spots based on the merits of what their, you know, what their schoolwork has done. And what their testing has done.
And Steve, how would you then fund and make sure that all funding is equal in the public school system?
Well, you can't make it all equal. And when you talk about funding, you know, I understand the concept that you're looking for, but you look at a place like the D.C. public schools, which is the highest per capita funding in the country. It doesn't translate to better student scores. I'm a firm believer in vouchers and school choice, and I think, you know, here in Denver, for example, I don't know if you've been here before, but
yes, I have.
Okay, I live down south. My kids go to Douglas County Schools, which is a very strong school system here in the Denver area. And I'm in favor of opening it up so that these kids that are up in, let's say, DPS, which does not perform very well, that those kids have a chance to come down here. Let them come down to our schools. The only thing is, you know, when they come down here, let them bring the money that's going to be spent in DPS, let them bring it down here to our school system so that they're at least paying for themselves to be down here.
So basically, these are both public school systems?
Yeah, they are both public school systems.
Well, that's an interesting idea, and I think it's a good idea, and it's different than the voucher idea. I mean, what you're basically saying is that within the public school system, kids should be able to migrate, and I wouldn't have a problem with that. But let me give you another example, though, of where a good idea like that I even agree with is flawed. We had a situation here in L.A. where we had something called the Belmont School, you know, Belmont High School. And they had built this, you know, which was really a scandal over here, because they built this, like, you know, supposedly state-of-the-art school. And then they're halfway through building this multi-million-dollar complex, and they find out that, you know, it's on contaminated soil.
Right.
So the whole thing, I don't know if you guys heard about that out there.
You know what? I had not heard about that.
It was a huge scandal, right? So the kids from that neighborhood went. That school, by the way, is still not done. And this whole thing's been going on for, I don't know, 8 years or something. And those kids are shipped off to a school in the San Fernando Valley. So they're having to wake up and be on the bus at 5:30 every morning.
Yeah,
that's not good. No, exactly. So where the idea sounded good, because the idea was, well, these kids are really getting screwed, right? Because we can't build the school over here in L.A. So we're going to send them to this really nice public school in the San Fernando Valley, so it'll be an offset for them. But then these kids, by the time they get, you know, to the San Fernando Valley, which at that time of the morning, it's like an hour and 15-minute, you know, ride or whatever. You know, they're bleary-eyed, and the other kids are barely waking up, having their breakfast, and getting to school. And then we're saying, well, they all need to compete equally. But things are not equal. And that's just a small example of how that pans out.
Well, but, Mario, here's the thing. Look, in any situation that we come up with, we're not going to be able to get complete equality. I mean, in the situation I'm talking about, Denver is probably 20 miles from where I live. So the Douglas County schools down here, the kids that would come down here are going to have a longer bus ride. Now, I don't know how it would translate time-wise, but there's no way to change that. I mean, there's going to be something, no matter what process we come up with, there's going to be something that some kid is going to have to overcome that others won't. And the only thing you can do is try and minimize it as much as you can, because we're never going to be able to create an equal situation. You know what?
Yeah, but I think, but Stephen, and by the way, I'm talking to Stephen, and he called at 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. The thing is, Stephen, is that this is not, I mean, I believe me, I own a small business, right? And you know, I'm all for competition, you know, et cetera, you know, and I, as a small business person that employs a lot of these kids, I also know I could see in their applications, I could tell what school system they came from.
Right.
You know, before I even look at their address, I know what schools they came out of, because there's a school there, you know, if they're from, you know, and I'll just say it, if they're from the Los Angeles Unified School District, they can't fill out a job application. And well, if they're, you know, and so I can't imagine that's those kids' fault, you know, it's
no,
like it's
I
consistently
agree.
A, you know, the bad, and you know what? I have come to find out that doesn't necessarily mean that the kids are not suited for the job. Once we train them,
right.
You know, then they, you know, then you have smarter kids from LAUSD than some of the other schools. So it's about the school system. And unless, I would say we could eliminate affirmative action if in fact we do something to at least try to offset. Not, and you're right, the world will never be equal, but to try to offset the inequality at the starting gate and these type of provisions. Because I know Ward Connolly by his work. I've been through it.
Now,
and trust
yeah,
me, his intentions are not good.
Conservative. I like a lot of what Connolly has done. But back to the issue of the schools, you know, what I've seen, and this is probably oversimplifying the issue, but to me, especially some of the inner-city schools that you see that don't perform well, whether it's here in Denver or in California versus some of the suburban districts, you know, you get into the suburban districts, at least where my kids go, and there's a culture of success. There is parent involvement.
But there you go. And thank you for your call, Stephen. And Stephen called at 303-713-7600. There is that, but there's also a higher household income. There's also, you know, a higher, you know, the more parents in the suburbs that have graduated college in the first place. I mean, once again, I mean, this is about, you know, the starting gate. And this is the public school system. So I pay for it just as much as Stephen does and just as much as everybody else does. And I want it to be more equal. And I, you know, because I pay for that, and especially as an employer. You know, I want the school systems to work, and I want them to work more equally. We're gonna go ahead and take a break. This is Mario Solis Maric sitting in for the great Jay Marvin. Right now, we're gonna have traffic with Gina Michaels.
Thanks, Mario. We're the toughest stretch right now, southbound I-25 from 104th to 84th. We've got very slow speeds through there, down into the 20s along some of that. So stop-and-go traffic along that stretch. Traffic is definitely slow as well coming past Highway 36 and getting down toward I-70. We have heavier traffic now on Lakewood, eastbound 6th, for sure there approaching I-25. Weather outlook today, expect morning sunshine followed by clouds and scattered showers this afternoon. High of 90 today. Up tonight, partly cloudy and breezy with a low of 58, and right now, under fair skies, it's 62. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Right now at Quality Mitsubishi on South Broadway, get a brand new 07 Eclipse for just $16,988.
Interest rates are still at historic lows, so now is the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. When banks compete, you win. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing.
Check out what everyone's talking about and tell us what you think about it. Watch it right now on AM760.net.
I've been telling you about my Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort for over 10 years now. Well, maybe not you personally, but Mary and I have had the bed for over 10 years now. And the night after night, we get a deep sleep, and we wake up feeling refreshed at the start of every single day. And unlike old-fashioned innerspring mattresses or one-size-fits-all space foam beds, the Sleep Number bed allows you to truly personalize your mattress and your sleep every single night. Now, if you're not convinced, well, let me read you this letter that Greg wrote. We bought our Sleep Number bed 6 years ago, and we'll never go back to conventional beds again. I sleep through the night, whereas before I would get up 7 or 8 times. I don't wake up with back or leg pains like I used to, and I can't begin to describe the simple comfort it gives us. Not to mention that my wife and I can individually adjust our sides of the bed to suit us. It's the greatest. So get to the Sleep Number store nearest you. Do it today. Select Comfort stores are located in 12 major malls, including Southwest Plaza, Flatiron Crossing, Colorado Mills, Southlands Mall, and the brand new location at the 29th Street Mall.
94 Saturn number 987 with job, approved credit, and approved down payment. Limit one per family while supplies last.
It's time to go to Invesco Field at Mile High. Go shop over 1,200 used cars. Go save with prices from $49.95. Go get a money-back guarantee. Get the Go Smart Choice. It's the Go Used Car Super Sale. This Wednesday through Saturday at Invesco Field at Mile High. Shop over 1,200 used cars and trucks. Price to go from $49.95. Go get financing. This sale is so huge, we have 10 lenders on site ready to help you get approved. Or let CU Direct Connect link you to over 50 credit unions. Go Broncos! Receive a complimentary Broncos license plate frame at the sale. The Go Used Car Super Sale is this Wednesday through Saturday at Invesco Field at Mile High. Hurry before used cars from $49.95 are gone. Call today, 1-866-206-AUTO.
Right now, through July 7th, purchase any TomTom at Best Buy, and you'll get a free celebrity voice download, like Mr. T, an offer so good, we pity the fool who misses out. TomTom, the number one GPSS in the world.
Leave your computer problems to the pros at PC Answers. This is John Hogan, and starting at less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and solve your computer problems.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com.
Live, local, and progressive.
The J. Marvin Show
on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
651, this is Mario Solis Maric sitting in for J. Marvin. Right here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. We're talking about the measure that's headed your way right now. Looks like there's one more legal hurdle before you have an onslaught of political campaign ads and, you know, demonstrations and all kinds of stuff, because the Ward Connerly Circus is headed to Colorado. And what this guy does is he's basically, you know, I'll be honest with you, he's a rabble rouser. This is a guy, and I know our previous callers, we just had a caller who said, you know, he really respects him, and I think he's one of those guys that you could respect from afar. You know, as long as he's not in your state causing trouble, then you could respect him. You know, just wait. I want to talk to Stephen, and you know, like middle of 2008. You know, to see, you know, once he gets to see Ward Connerly up close and see him at events, and you know, see the way this whole operation goes, and then we'll be able to see how much he respects him. Dan, you're on with Mario on 760. What's up?
Hello, Mario. I was just going to make a comment regarding what the last caller said about maybe moving kids from Denver to Douglas County.
Yeah, go ahead.
And I teach, so I'm somewhat familiar with how it
works. You're a brave man, by the way.
Oh, they're not that
right
bad.
There.
But anyways, you know, that already exists. We can, because we're a school of choice state,
okay.
You can already take your kid and go take him from Denver Public Schools to Douglas County if you choose to. That's not an issue. I mean, all you got to do is get an open enrollment form and put him in that school.
Well, Well, let me ask you a question. And, you know, as a, as, and I don't know, maybe you might regret that you said your name, so I'll understand if you can't answer this. You're a teacher in the public school system?
Hey.
Yes. Did you say yes? Did I lose him?
I might be losing. Yeah, I'm going through. I'm on my schedule.
Yeah. Oh, God, man, I really wanted to talk to you, too. I think we lost him. 303-713-7600 if you lost the number. Call us back. Or if you're a teacher, call us back. Because what I was about to ask him was, you know, I don't know what it's like over there, because in the public school system. Listen, every once in a while, you know, like I went out there to visit Jay to Denver, you know, back in January. Yeah, I was slogging through the snow over there. And by the way, I'd been there several times years before. So, like, my experience of Denver is hanging out with Jay or the people over there and then eating at that great steak place that, like, is an old bank vault or something. I love that place. I may go back just to do that. Okay, so I'm not I don't have the experience of Denver of being in the public school system, obviously. But over here, there's a lot of, discrepancies, from even neighborhoods within the same district sometimes. LAUSD is like the second largest school district in the country. We can't even get schools built out here on budget, you know, and while everybody argues about how that, the political ramifications of that, and we, you know, get rid of some school board members and elect others, and, you know, the mayor tries to take over the school system and didn't work and blah, blah, blah. And while all that, you know, rigmarole is going on, every year you have a graduating class that comes out of the other end, you know, that is completely different from district to district or from, you know, so to me, I'm wondering if it's like that over there. Jamie in Denver, this is Mario. You're on the Jay Marvin Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good.
Good. I think it's really important to keep in mind that every district has great schools, and every district has not so great schools, and it can change from year to year. It can be based on who the principal is. My children are in Denver Public Schools.
Uh-huh.
Both of them are doing fabulously well. They're
congratulations.
Thank you. And I'm very happy about that. However, I think we all need to keep in mind that every child deserves to be doing really well. And we need to make sure that all schools are fully funded. The schools where my kids go are in more affluent areas, and they have parents who are able to do a lot of fundraising and parents who are able to do a lot of volunteering in the classroom and on the PTA and things like that. And that makes all the difference in the world. And we need to make sure that all parents have the opportunity to be in their children's school, that they won't lose their job if they go to their child's school, and that they feel welcome
right
in their school. And I've been in, my children have been in two different schools within blocks of each other, and I'll tell you, it's a very different experience based on what the culture is set
right
by the principal. And if it's set with, you do volunteer, this is part of what we do here, or it's set with, stay out of our school because we know what we're doing and we don't need you here.
No,
it's a very different experience.
You know, and thank you for your call. I appreciate that, and you're absolutely right. Listen, I lived in a neighborhood where there was so much school involvement that even though I don't have kids, someone from the school came over and said, hey, everybody donates to the school, you know, and even though you don't have kids, could you please write us a check? And it was not a small amount. And I wrote it, you know, because I don't want to be like, I don't want to, you know, be kicked out of the local, clubs or anything, for crying out loud.
I think that's really important.
Listen, they're making me go to a break, but
okay.
Thank you for your call.
Thank you.
This
Bye-bye.
Is Mario Solis Maric on the Jay Marvin Show. It is 7 o'clock.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
buy omega-3 fish oil anywhere. But where can you get it for free? From the people of Iceland, from Iceland Health. We believe so much in the power of our omega-3s that we want to give you a free bottle so you can experience the amazing benefits yourself. Just call today to request your free bottle.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
Iceland Health omega-3s come from the clean, cold waters of Iceland and have twice the power of ordinary fish oil. They offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for your joints, memory, even your skin.
Since I've taken omega-3, the arthritis has disappeared.
Iceland Health omega-3 made me feel 100% better.
Call now to find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health Omega-3 Soft Gels and feel the difference. For your free bottle, call 1-800-400-4194. That's 1-800-400-4194. 1-800-400-4194.
AM 760
and
HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapane. A day of mourning in Charleston, South Carolina. Fire trucks and hearses winding through city streets to a memorial service an hour from now for nine fallen heroes.
I hope everybody doesn't forget them, forget what they stand for, forget what they fight for.
I'm Tammy McCormick at the North Charleston Coliseum, where the procession of fire trucks has just arrived. The trucks stretching for blocks. They passed churches which rang their bells, fire stations where firefighters saluted, and the site of the deadly fire where ATF investigators stopped their work, lined the street, some saluting and others with one hand over their hearts. Nine hearses are also parked in front of this coliseum. The first of the funerals is later today.
The energy bill that would force car companies to boost gasoline mileage 40% is moving to the House now that it's passed the Senate. Environmentalist Phyllis Catino says that bill could save drivers a pretty penny at the gas pump.
Consumers are paying more than $1,000 a year in additional fuel costs at the pump. This is really going to help consumers drive farther on less.
Some of the CIA's dirty laundry is getting a public airing live to CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer. Peter, what can we expect?
Frank, the agency will declassify hundreds of secret documents covering illegal activities three decades ago. Among the papers, wiretappings of journalists, including the Washington Post's Michael Gettler.
I didn't know at the time, but they apparently had round-the-clock teams of people watching me. So to try to find out who I was talking with.
Reports to be released next week also cover assassination plots on foreign leaders, including Fidel Castro. Spy agency chief Michael Hayden admits this material is unflattering, but he says it's CIA history, Frank.
Around Canton, Ohio, this is another day of searching for Jesse Davis, the pregnant woman missing since last week. Some neighbors are volunteering to look for her, others praying for the family.
I can only imagine what they would be going through as a parent myself, and just realizing that this has been a horrendous time for them.
In New Orleans, Hurricane Katrina is still claiming lives.
New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin insists that the high stress levels of the rebuilding and the lack of adequate health care in the city of New Orleans post-Katrina is killing people.
People are literally dying as a result. Total deaths in our city are up 47% post-Katrina.
Nagin cites a study by the city health department, but the Louisiana Department of Health and Hospitals did its own study and says there's only been a slight increase in the death rate post-Katrina in the city of New Orleans. And they say in the greater New Orleans area, the death rate is actually down. Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
A report prepared for an American Medical Association meeting this weekend says video games can be just as addictive as heroin and just as troublesome for some teenagers. An AMA council wants video game addiction classified as a psychiatric disorder. Just ahead of the bell, S&P futures are down 5 points. This is CBS News.
We're here at the Bear Challenge, where the two top-selling paint brands are going head-to-head in a competition of quality.
Watching paint dry is exciting stuff here at the Home Depot.
Let's take a look at our current leader, Bear Premium Plus.
I tell you, I did not expect this kind of quality from the most affordable paint.
Well, you know, I'm not surprised. Bear's been rated number one in overall quality by a national study 4 years in a row.
Well, with the kind of resistance to scrubbing that it's shown today, it's certainly proven it has lasting power.
Definitely. But you know where Bear really stood out for me?
Where's that?
That whiter base.
Huh? I can agree with you there. Anybody wanting truer colors can appreciate that.
Folks, you can get out on the action, too, here at the Home Depot. Just vote for the paint you think did best.
And you can win $10,000 in gift cards from the Home Depot. Bob, we got legal on that?
Yes, indeedy. To enter in for official rules, visit your local Home Depot store by July 31st. That's open to U.S. residents. 18 or older, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Nice. Is Bear better? Take the Bear Challenge and decide for yourself. Only at the Home Depot. Good, better, Bear.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Republican presidential hopeful Mitt Romney says Colorado could be a big player in the 08 presidential race if the state parties move up their caucuses to February 5th and no clear winner has emerged.
Colorado's going to be critical, as will Nevada. I think you're going to find states like even New Hampshire, very small geographically, and yet they have a big clout when it comes to counting up electoral votes.
The former Massachusetts governor making a fundraising stop in Denver yesterday, saying he couldn't afford to ignore the state. A Denver minister accused of filing fraudulent life insurance claims on behalf of parishioners expects to be criminally charged today. Documents filed in federal court in Denver say a prosecutor informed Asen Phillips charges will be filed within a few weeks. And government lawyers are trying to block Whole Foods from gaining more access to financial information about other retailers in a big antitrust lawsuit against the natural and organic food chain. Lawyers for the FTC say their ability to enforce antitrust laws would be harmed by letting Whole Foods see the information on competitors who might not want to hand over documents if it believes Whole Foods will see them. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Although southbound artery is still the most sluggish spot, southbound 25 from 104th to 84th and 225 southbound along that usual tech center stretch just after Yosemite. Looks like we're getting pretty busy into downtown. Also on those southbound 25 lanes, heavier traffic now forming westbound I-76 approaching I-25. And off the highway, watch out for that motorcycle crash, Havana, just south of Parker. Security wait time at DIA, 15 minutes. Weather outlook today, morning sunshine followed by clouds and scattered showers this afternoon, high of 90. Right now, fair and 66. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Summer is full of celebrations. Next time you need a gift in a hurry, stop by King Soopers for a great selection of gift cards. You'll find cards for travel, dining, shopping, and more. All in one easy stop. Only at King Soopers. Right store, right price.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
Time to myself. My new luxurious Whirlpool tub, surrounded by my beautiful new custom cabinets. Oh, there's no other place I... And we're back.
Create the bath of your dreams at the Summer Bath Event. Check out beautiful custom cabinetry from Master Bath. Plus, save 10% on all in-stock American Standard Lifetime Whirlpool tubs. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through July 4th in U.S. only. See store for details.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin. On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
And this is Mario Solis Maric. I'm sitting in for Jay Marvin. It's 7:07. I'll be here all morning for you. Jay is taking a few days off. My understanding is he comes back on Monday, so do not fret. I will attempt to fill his shoes today. And by the way, you could email me. If you'd like to email me, you could email me at mario@mylatinonews.com. mario@mylatinonews.com. I'll be checking that throughout the day. So if you're too shy to call in, you could just email me and we'll talk about your email on the air at mario@mylatinonews.com. Or you could take the big old step and give me a call at 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. Good morning, John Turk. How are you this morning?
I'm great, man.
You're
doing
good.
Well. It's a beautiful day here.
It's gorgeous here, too. It's gorgeous
it was
here, too.
99 degrees yesterday. I think we're going to get some more of the same here today.
It really hasn't become summer here. Yesterday was the first day of summer. Do you realize that?
Yeah, it was. And down at Coors Field, it was extremely hot and kind of muggy, but it didn't feel like 99. Kind of strange.
When you go to a ball game, do you drink beer or are you like one of these guys who like, I'll have a diet soda?
I drink beer.
Yeah. Good for you, John.
Three of them were supersized yesterday, and that was more than enough.
Do they serve them? I haven't been to Coors Field yet. I'm assuming they serve Coors.
They serve whatever. Yeah, you can get Coors, you can get Bud, you can get whatever you want there.
Well, you should do what we did over the Angels, who I cannot stand either. Right over here, you know, just like I don't like the Yankees, I don't have a strong feeling about the California Angels, and that's the problem with it. They're kind of like, you know, it's like, oh yeah, they have a ball team over there in Anaheim,
and they're one of the hottest teams in the AL right now.
Yeah, I know, man. But you know, it's like I can't get excited. I'd love to be an Angel fan. Literally, my sister lives 4 blocks from Angel Stadium. And I would be able to, I always tell myself, if I'm an Angels fan, I could go to an Angels game and just have my sister, you know, because she's not way into baseball, but I could take a cab, you know, to my sister's place for like $3 or something and, you know, and not have to worry about how many beers I had.
Right.
Right?
Well,
I can't get into the owner of the Angels,
what's his name, Moreno?
Right.
He is, I think, you know, he's real fan. He's a fan guy, and he's made it, you know, cheap to go to the ballpark.
Right.
And you know, I think a lot of people need to follow the mold because beer's there cheaper than any other ballpark.
Right. They're
cheap there. And I know he runs a lot of great promotions for kids and stuff like that. But that guy's got the right ideas when it comes to owning a baseball team.
Yeah, and they're packed now, and you know, and they're winning. I know, but you know, it's boring. I don't know what to say about them. They need to, I don't know what to do about that team. I swear to God, it's like everything points, I should be an Angels fan. The beer's cheap, and they're close to my sister's place. But, you know, you just can't take the Dodger blue out of me. Listen, we're here. My name is Mario Solis Maric. I'm sitting in for Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. You could give me a call at 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. 7600. Now, yesterday there was a story. Like, look at this is the third day in a row for these type of stories. And I'll tell you what. About 3 days ago, you had Rudy Giuliani. I don't know if you guys talked about this, but you had Rudy Giuliani, one of his top, you know, campaign fundraiser dudes, get indicted for selling cocaine. Now, the first reports were that he was selling crack cocaine, and, you know, it turns out that, and by the way, this is an allegation, this is an indictment, an investigation, right? Nothing's been proven. There, I covered myself. But that being said, I mean, the guy is a top Giuliani, right-hand guy, and he's indicted for selling, distributing cocaine. And even though the initial reports were that it was crack, which, you know, for some reason it is seedier if it's crack, but cocaine is also illegal. You know, just plain old-fashioned cocaine is illegal. So that was like on Wednesday. And then yesterday, there's a story that Mitt Romney's top guys, right, is popped. Or is being sued because he's one of these guys that, like, you know, is associated with, is a vendor of, you know, of these camps where you take kids that are incorrigible. You know, they have these camps and they come and they pick up, you know, they kidnap you, like your kid's completely out of control. Like he's almost like, you know, like when Bush was younger, right? Just like you can't do anything about him. And so these are the guys that come, that you hire, and they come in the middle of the night and they handcuff your kid and they drag him out to a boot camp or something. Well, this Mitt Romney, top fundraiser in Utah, campaign steering committee, Mitt Romney guy, is actually, that's his business. His business is he sets himself up so he's this broker, or, you know, like a counselor, and you call his office, and then you go, oh, my kid's out of control. I think he might grow up to be president of the United States if I don't do something. And so then the guy then, you know, says, oh, well, I'll refer you to some excellent places for your kid. But what he doesn't tell you is that he gets a little, what we call in Spanish, a mordida, which is a little bite on the side of the cash when he refers them to like these different places. He doesn't tell you that part. And then he actually owns the property that these camps sit on. And, you know, it's just a mess. Well, while this is going on, the kids are being abused, molested, you know, all this stuff, and he's doing nothing about it. So he's being sued, you know, by all these kids and their parents. Because the parents are all like, I'm sending my kid over there to get reformed, not to be molested, right? So now they're suing him. And the guy, you know, so that's a Mitt Romney guy. And then today, there's another Mitt Romney guy, you know, another one of his top campaign, you know, volunteers, who pretends he's a state trooper and calls people up and harasses them. Like, for last year, this guy got busted because he had, like, state trooper lights on his car without a permit, and they had suspected that he was pulling people over, right? And so now he got busted because they actually, you know, caught him, like, pretending he was a state trooper and popping people. And you know, I don't know what he does. I don't know whether he just, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how this pans out. Does he just pull over, like, nice-looking women, maybe? Or does he just do this to political enemies? Or, you know, I mean, I'm sure that he doesn't get his jollies, or maybe he does, at random driving around. You know, just pulling people over willy-nilly. I doubt that's it. I think he either, like, pulls over beautiful women that he doesn't have a chance in heck meeting any other way, or, you know, he uses, you know, his state trooper persona, you know, to harass, like, political enemies and stuff. So there's going to be more that winds out about it. But we got 3 days in a row. You know, two of the Republican top candidates, and you know, their campaigns are filled with criminals, and it's to me, or I, okay, alleged criminals, but I don't know what to say. I can't wait to see what happens tomorrow. I can't imagine who these guys. If Julie, this is what this tells me. Giuliani or Mitt Romney get elected to president, they'll keep Betito Gonzalez, right? Because they're going to need somebody like Betito Gonzalez at the Justice Department that gives all their buddies a free pass. So this is like, you know, so when Alberto Gonzalez sees these news stories about Mitt Romney and Giuliani hanging out with criminals in their campaign, he's thinking, oh my God, I might be able to buy that extra house in the future. I might be able to buy that vacation home I've always wanted, because I ain't going nowhere. And I don't know what the pension is with these guys, you know, to hang around with freaking criminals. You're running for president, for crying out loud. You're running to be president of the United. Has the standard gotten so low that these guys understand now that they don't even have to be careful who they hang out with? Presidential candidates used to be careful who they hung out with because they said it's a reflection on me. But has the last 6-8 years under Bush, like, lowered the standard so much that these guys really don't care because they think the American public is that everything goes over the head? Or because they know maybe that Fox News is going to, you know, say, oh, yeah, well, the Mitt Romney guy, he was just pretending to be a state trooper because it was a prank, or, you know, or because, you know, whatever spin they put on it. He was just being a nice guy, so he was pulling over people to make sure they were wearing their seat belts. He deserves an award, for crying out loud. That'll be the Fox News spin. And then the guy with the incorrigible kids, they're already, like, questioning the kids. Well, these kids were incorrigible in the first place. How do we know they're telling the truth? Hey, the winner on that story is that Mitt, the guy who, the lawyer that's suing, is actually an old loyal friend of Mitt Romney's deceased father. So this is, you know, so this is not some partisan attack over there. Has the standard gone so low that these guys just don't care? Why don't these guys care about who they hang out with? 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. This is AM 760.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. Thinking about a summer road trip but not sure if the family wagon can make it? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, check out over 800 vehicles. Up close and personal. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all right here in Denver. Many under $10,000. Including low-mileage program vehicles, all with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are, they have what you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchett?
Thanks, Ed. Did you know that lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in both men and women? One-third of cancer deaths are due to lung cancer. 90% of lung cancers are found in people exposed to cigarette smoke. Historically, lung cancer has had a high mortality rate, with only a 5% long-term survival. In a recent study, 31,000 subjects underwent CT lung screening. Those diagnosed with lung cancer by CT screening demonstrated a better than 80% long-term survival. Priced at $245, a CT lung scan is a great value. Ask your doctor if a CT lung scan would be right for you. For more information, call Front Range Preventive Imaging today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Welcome, home buyers, to the Pulte Homes Perfect 10 sales event. The results are in.
All these ways to save and a 10-year warranty, I give Pulte Homes a 10.
What a home. We saved big and got premium fixtures and appliances standard. A perfect 10 for Pulte Homes. June 22nd to the 24th, save big on your new home during the Pulte Homes Perfect 10 sales event. Check out pulte.com/sale for a neighborhood near you. Incentives vary by region and subject to change. Equal housing opportunity.
Wells Fargo customers enjoy Colorado Rockies baseball with an exclusive Wells Fargo offer. 2-for-1 club-level seats. Visit Wells Fargo for details. Wells Fargo, official bank of the Colorado Rockies. Don't miss out on your 2-for-1 club-level seats when the Rockies take on the Mets.
There's over 100 people working there, and they're there for one reason, and that's to serve you. I can't think of a better place to go than Rockies Autos. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. Pre-qualify for a car loan, or just look at the inventory. I think you'll be really thrilled. Rockies Autos, they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Check them out. They're at the corner of 63rd and Federal. Tell them J. Marvin sent you.
Hi, I'm Mike Miller, owner of Basil Dock's Pizza. I want to tell you about absolutely, positively the best pizza, Basil Dock's Pizza. Established in 1996 here in Denver's Washington Park neighborhood, our five locations have been winning awards ever since. At Basil Dock's, pizza making is an art we're passionate about. Basil Dock's uses all natural ingredients. Basil Dock's has four Denver metro locations: Washington Park, Crestmore, Virginia Village, the Highlands, and Keystone in Summit County. Check us out at basildockspizza.com.
Stop at the locally owned DVD shop at First and Wadsworth for the best prices on new and used movies and the best deals on games anywhere. Stop and check out the deals on PSP, PlayStation, and Xbox games. Stop at DVD Stop.
Right now through July 7th, purchase any TomTom at Best Buy and you'll get a free celebrity voice download, like Mr. T, an offer so good, we pity the fool who misses out. TomTom, the number one GPSS in the world.
These people are so full of hatred and so full of bile that everybody's evil.
Honest opinions.
Any war that George Bush chooses is, of course, to liberate the people. But once we're there, those people that we love so much, they become pure evil.
And the truth from Randy Rhodes.
If I have to keep smacking down idiots like that every time I go on TV, they might as well put me on the WWF, because at least it would be pay-per-view and I would get paid.
Weekdays at 4 on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM 760.net.
722 on AM 760 on the Jay Marvin Show, but this is not Jay. Jay's taking a couple days off. I'm trying to hold down the fort a little bit. This is Mario Solis Maric, and you can email me at mario@mylatinonews.com, mario@mylatinonews.com, or you could give me a call right here at 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. There used to be this thing, right? We're at the beginning, like 5 or 6 years ago, when kind of the, let's call it a tendency. Is it called a criminal tendency? within the Bush GOP was starting to become obvious that there were people that were saying, oh my God, these guys are a bunch of criminals. And then that was considered like a radical thought. That was like, oh my God, you're so over the top. You can't say that. And it's like, you know, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, you're exaggerating and you're being harsh and blah, blah, blah. And now it's just like, it's almost old news. And what I was always hoping, because even though, listen, you know, I'm a hardcore Democrat, and I'll just put that on the table. This, you know, I'm not pretending to be a neutral guy here, right? I'm not going to be like Fox News and pretend that I'm, that I'm not biased. I'm biased towards the facts, basically. Very strong bias towards the facts. And towards reality. But I still like the idea of a strong, Republican Party, because there's a lot of things I think that having that strong party out there keeps the Democrats in check. And it also, you know, because they definitely, Democratic Party really needs to be whacked around once in a while to keep it in line. And it's got a long way to go, and we'll talk about that maybe later on in the program today. I just, you know, how I can be dissatisfied with my own party. But so it's kind of good when the Republicans are strong. So there was a part of me that was hoping that this whole thing with the Bush, you know, Betito Gonzalez, Karl Rove trifecta. Right, that the criminal element was going to leave, but I'm starting to believe that it's kind of infiltrated the Republican Party itself. And I'm getting evidence like this thing, you know, with Giuliani's pals and Romney's pals, and I mean, you know, and it just seems endemic. It just seems like it's par for the course. And I have to tell you, Fox News doesn't help, you know, because they, you know, they're like, they've become like the cover-up network. And, the right-wingers on the talk radio thing, you know, I guess they're my colleagues. Ugh. I hope to be Jay Marvin's colleague, and I shun the idea when people tell me that I'm a colleague of any of these right wing guys. But these guys, they're like, it's a big cover up crew. And then you have Betito Gonzalez, who really, honestly, and he might even take this as a compliment, really has been underestimated, has had much more of an impact within the Karl Rove Bush thing. There used to be this theory that Karl Rove was behind everything. I no longer believe that. I believe that it's a trifecta, and that Bush is smarter than he looks, short-term smarts, and that Betito Gonzalez is like just in it. You know, that he is a important piece, you know, to that trifecta there. Now, as the House continues to move forward, and as the Senate continues to move forward in investigating this guy, you know, because what we're looking at in the whole Betito Gate scandal is really, you know, where we're stuck right now, because these guys are so good at obstructing the investigation and so good at obstructing justice, is we're looking at really what is the tip of the iceberg. And whenever you hear, you know, a congressperson that is trying to stop an investigation by calling it a partisan investigation, then you know that you need to dig deeper. This is Congressman Chris Cannon, right? He's from Utah, talking about the hearings around Betito Gate.
I stressed at the start my concern that the political maneuvering of the majority disregarded the department's reasonable explanations for the purposes of stirring up partisan controversy for partisan gain.
stirring up partisan controversy for partisan gain. See, what Chris Cannon, Republican congressman from Utah, wants the American public to forget that the role of Congress and the role of the Senate is to provide oversight to the executive. That's part of the way our system of government is supposed to work. So if you have these attorneys that are Republican, that were fired and that were in the middle of controversial investigations, or that were refusing to do witch hunts, because that's really what this story is about. You have a bunch of prosecutors where Betito Gonzalez said, find voter fraud. And they came back, they said, there ain't any. Let me focus on other things. No, find voter fraud. There isn't any. Dude, find me some voter fraud. There isn't any. You're fired. I just told you the whole story right there. That's all you need to know. That's just all of this is about that. Why did Betito Gonzalez want to find voter fraud? Because he wanted to obstruct the right of people to vote. That's what that was about. And it is the takeover of the Republican National Committee has taken over the administration, the executive branch of the United States government. Just like, and I'm going to say this, just like the communist, you know, took over, you know, the government apparatus, just like the Communist Party would take over the government apparatuses, and, you know, and just, this is like the oldest story. The RNC is out of control. And they have a lawyer, and they stuck him in the top Justice Department slot. And, of course, you know, they were using the Justice Department to further political goals. That is contrary, and I hope we should send this clip to Utah, to Chris Cannon over there. Someone needs to tell him, Congressman Cannon, this is contrary to our system of government. I don't think anybody's ever told him that before. 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. This is Mario Solis Maric. I'm sitting in for Jay Marvin. Let's get some traffic from Gina Michaels.
All right, thanks, Mario. Well, we've got this difficulties in Aurora, three-car crash creating stop-and-go conditions there along westbound I-70. That's between Chambers and Peoria. The wreck was in the center lane just west of 225, so you definitely want to avoid this area. Again, that's westbound I-70 right around 225. Typical delays now for the rush hour on that side of town, including southbound 25, Thornton North Glen, eastbound 270, and, of course, traffic dragging a bit now on the southbound side of I-25 in downtown. Weather outlook today. Looks like we'll have a beautiful morning, lots of sunshine, some clouds, scattered showers by this afternoon. Looking for a high of 90. Right now, it's fair and 66. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Summer is full of celebrations. Next time you need a gift in a hurry, stop by King Soopers for a great selection of gift cards.
Attention shoppers, there's an orange Chevy HHR in the parking lot that is transforming into a 30-foot-tall robot with a missile launcher and an MP3 player jack, and it is battling an evil robot helicopter. Will the owner of the HHR please attend to your vehicle? Damaging the shopping carts. Thank you.
Play the Transformers Rise of the Chevy Autobots game now and help protect the world. Only at Chevy.com/Autobot. Transformers in theaters July 4th.
Expected.
Call now to find out what your timeshare is worth, and we'll send you a free information kit, including 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares.
Buyers keep calling by the thousands, and we need timeshares to keep up with their demands.
Call 1-800-700-0141 to find out what your timeshare is worth and get your free information kit. Dial 1-800-700-0141. 1-800-700-0141.
94 Saturn number 987 with job, approved credit, and approved down payment. Limit one per family while supplies last.
It's time to go to Invesco Field at Mile High. Go shop over 1,200 used cars. Go save with prices from $49.95. Go get a money-back guarantee. Get the Go Smart Choice. It's the Go Used Car Super Sale. This Wednesday through Saturday at Invesco Field at Mile High. Shop over 1,200 used cars and trucks. Price to go from $49.95. Go get financing. This sale is so huge, we have 10 lenders on site ready to help you get approved. Or let CU Direct Connect link you to over 50 credit unions. Go Broncos! Receive a complimentary Broncos license plate frame at the sale. The Go Used Car Super Sale is this Wednesday through Saturday at Invesco Field at Mile High. Hurry before used cars from $49.95 are gone. Call today, 1-866-206-AUTO.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Don't you think you should be rewarded for being a loyal customer? AutoZone thinks that too. That's why you need an AutoZone Rewards Card. The more you shop at AutoZone, the more rewards you'll earn on your card. Getting the free AutoZone Rewards Card is easy. Just come by your participating AutoZone store, sign up, and start shopping. AutoZone will do the rest. The AutoZone Rewards Card. Get one today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
Boy, if these walls could talk.
Trust me, they do. Those wall scratches are saying the dog needs to go out more. That says Eric thinks red marker is cool. And this room swears disco is making a comeback.
We need to paint this weekend.
I'm just saying.
Get 25% off all Glidden interior and exterior paint by manufacturer's mail-in rebate. At the Home Depot, you can do it. We can help. Offer ends June 30th. Void where prohibited. See store for details.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
34 minutes after the hour, 7:34 on AM 760. This is Mario Solis Maric sitting in for Jay Marvin. I think the coffee's finally kicking in, John Turk.
That's a good thing.
It's starting to.
It's only 6:30 your time.
This is about the time. I didn't get to tell you the whole story. I'm staying at this hotel, right? Which is actually part of a club. There's this thing in LA called the Los Angeles Athletic Club. And I do a Monday through Friday show. We're working on a big campaign right now. We have a special election because one of our congresspeople passed away. So I'm working on an independent expenditure for, you know, one of the candidates to replace her. And I have a lot of stuff going on. So I said, in order to be sure that I do not, you know, oversleep or, you know, that I get a good night's sleep, I'm going to stay in the city because I live in Long Beach, which is, you know, could be an hour drive depending on the traffic. So, you know, so I stay over here in this hotel, which is an older building and stuff and classic and all that. But dude, I mean, I asked them, do you have internet access? They say yes. Okay, I get in there last night, no internet access, and I'm calling them up. They're all like, well, we do have internet access, except for it's not working right now. So I say, well, when was the last time it was working? And they're like, last week. I mean, that means you don't have internet access. If it's down, if you're down for a week, right? And to prepare for the show, you need internet access. I mean, you need to be able to get your emails. You need to be able to interact with the great John Turk here. You know, you need some access. So that was a blast. But then this morning, the big issue was that there is no cold water in the shower, and I'm sitting there in the shower, and as the warm, you know, as the warm water warms up is when I notice there's no cold water because it's getting hotter and hotter and hotter and hotter and hotter. And I'm sitting there, and as the welts start to form on my arms, as I'm like, you know, reaching down to like, you know, change the temperature and stuff, I realize that perhaps I checked into the wrong hotel, you know.
I was going to say, I hope you got comped on this one.
I haven't. The thing about it is that I'm running out of there to come here, right? So I really didn't have time to complain or anything. I'm just like, oh my God, you know, what's going to happen to me when I get back? So I'm a little stinky today, but I'm happy to be here, and you're probably happy I'm in a different studio. But all in all, I'm just so happy to be here that I guess it doesn't matter. And the beauty of the way God created our bodies is that after a while, you can't smell yourself. So it's, you know, so for me, it's...
But everybody else can.
So for, So for me, it's fine. It's 7:38. My name is Mario Solis Maric, and I'm sitting in for the great Jay Marvin right here on the Jay Marvin program. You could give me a call at 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. The great Joe Lieberman. Do we still call him that? Senator Joe Lieberman last night did a fundraiser for a Republican Senate candidate. And this is particularly unheard of in the political set, where somebody who, you know, is on a Democratic committee, right, who's the chair of a committee while the Senate is controlled by Democrats, is out, you know, using his influence to raise money for somebody from the opposing party. And the, you know, and to a certain extent, because the makeup of the Senate is so close, we're kind of stuck with him. And he's going to go down in history. Let me say this about Joe Lieberman. He's going to go down in history. He has made a name for himself. I mean, I remember when Al Gore, by the way, who I hold, I love Al Gore, but I hold him personally responsible for making the monster that we know, that Joe Lieberman, the monster, right? Because Joe Lieberman was some sleepy, you know, freaking senator from freaking Connecticut. I mean, I love Connecticut. Don't get me wrong. I mean, it's a, you know, but come on. I think the entire state of Connecticut is the population of Boulder, Denver. Right? I mean, you know, the way our Constitution goes, they get two senators, just like Colorado does. But, you know, it's like Wyoming. Wyoming has 500,000. Did you see? I saw this the other day. The entire state of Wyoming is 600,000 people, and they get two senators. They get two votes in the Senate. Connecticut's not quite that bad, but it might as well be. And so so we get this guy Joe Lieberman. You know, Gore picks him. You know, because and the reason Gore picks Lieberman, let's go down memory lane. And I know it's unpopular to pick on Al Gore, but for crying out loud, like I said, I have a dangerous bias towards the truth. Al Gore picks Lieberman because Lieberman had gone on the floor and criticized Bill Clinton during the whole Monica Lewinsky thing. And Gore wanted, you know, was told by his advisors or whatever to wipe himself clean of that scandal. And so since Lieberman had distinguished himself by speaking out against oral sex, Al Gore chose him as his running mate. So he takes this sleepy guy who we already know is a turncoat, and he elevates him to vice president of the United States. And when he did that, because he was the first Jewish, person to, you know, run in such a capacity, Joe Lieberman said, you know, that he was making history. And he was. But little did we know that he was going to make, like, history big time, because he will forever be seen as, like, this turncoat, weird, kind of individual who is basically a warmonger at a time when the majority of the American people are over this war. So by the way, the majority of the people in Connecticut do too. The secret about, you know, Lieberman getting reelected is that he was running ads during the last 6 weeks of his campaign telling the folks in Connecticut that he was gonna move to bring our troops home. The national media will not report that to you, but that's the truth. I saw the ads. I'm a political junkie. I follow these things. And the last few weeks of his ads in Connecticut that really started turning his numbers up was basically saying, hey, I now get it, was basically the tone of his commercials, and we're going to bring the troops home. because the majority of the people in Connecticut, like the majority of the American people, are over this thing. They see it for what it is. You know, you get to a point where you say, you know what, it was a bad decision. We're in a situation much like Vietnam where we just can't win. You can't even define how do you define win over there? How can you even, you know what I mean? But Connecticut Joe, sees it, just let's send some more people out there. And so last night he takes it to a brand new level, and he's like raising money for a Republican Senate candidate. Now, I know Senator Reid, who, by the way, I have a lot of respect for. I know he's in a tough situation, but I just think that this is it. You know, I think that this is it, that there is no reason for this guy to have a committee chairmanship under the Democratic Party. Now, I understand it'd be extremely difficult to remove him, but I think that we should at least do that, and there's other things that Reid can do to, you know, and that the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee could do to distance themselves from Joe Lieberman. And I think this is the time to do it, that this is the last straw. What do you think? 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. I think the guy's been out there floating around on the planet causing trouble, and like a child, he needs to be spanked and put in a corner. 303-713-7600. This is Mario Solis Marich sitting in for the great Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And now traffic with Gina Michaels.
Thanks, Mario. Still the toughest stretch right now, westbound I-70 from Chambers to Peoria. That was due to a 3-car crash just west of 225. So major delays to be expected right now through there. You definitely want to steer clear of it if you can. Slower conditions along southbound 225, still through the DTC, Yosemite, just after I-25. Looks like they did finally get that motorcycle crash cleared Havana south of Parker. Weather outlook today, going to be a nice morning, but we're going to get some clouds, some scattered showers by this afternoon. High of 90. Tonight, partly cloudy and breezy with a low of 58. And tomorrow, looks like it'll be another sunny day at 93. Right now, fair and 66. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Right now at Quality Mitsubishi on South Broadway, get a brand new 07 Eclipse for just $16,988.
New this week at the video station in Boulder. Check out Miss Potter, Bridge to Terabithia, and Reno 911 Miami. Celebrating 25 years as Colorado's largest video library. Choose from over 50,000 titles. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
Everyone wants the best. Probably because buying the best makes you smart, which is why buying a Hyundai is smart. After all, the Hyundai Sonata was named the Consumer's Digest Best Buy. The Entourage was named Best Minivan by Motorweek. And the Azera was named Best in Class Vehicle Satisfaction by Auto Pacific. And now it's the best time to buy. Because right now you can get our best deals, including one of the best cars on the road, at one of our best lease prices. The Hyundai Sonata is just $199 a month for 24 months with $1,499 due at signing. It's the best time to make a really smart buy even smarter. So visit your Hyundai dealer now through July 2nd for some of our best deals, like the $199 Hyundai Sonata lease. 2006 Auto Pacific Inc. Vehicle Satisfaction Award. Tax title license extra. Includes $0 security deposit. Call 1-800-564-1560 for complete details. 2007 Hyundai Sonata GLS. Lessee has option to purchase at lease end price negotiated at signing, except for residents of Kentucky and Wisconsin. Subject to credit insurance approval and vehicle availability. Offer ends 7207.
This has disappeared.
Iceland Health Omega-3 made me feel 100% better.
Call now to find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health Omega-3 soft gels and feel the difference. For your free bottle, call 1-800-400-4194. That's 1-800-400-4194. 1-800-400-4194.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting local progressive companies like Translations Gallery, Hughes Irrigation, and Computer Superheroes. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can join these progressive companies.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchett?
Thanks, Ed. Did you know that lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in both men and women? One-third of cancer deaths are due to lung cancer. 90% of lung cancers are found in people exposed to cigarette smoke. Historically, lung cancer has had a high mortality rate, with only a 5% long-term survival. In a recent study, 31,000 subjects underwent CT lung screening. Those diagnosed with lung cancer by CT screening demonstrated a better than 80% long-term survival. Priced at $245, a CT lung scan is a great value. Ask your doctor if a CT lung scan would be right for you. For more information, call Front Range Preventive Imaging today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Are you buried in credit card debt? Are you receiving collection calls because you're missing credit card payments? Well, who can blame you? With the cost of living and interest rates rising, it's nearly impossible to get out of credit card debt. But now there's a way you can get debt-free once and for all, faster than you ever imagined. Just call Harbor Credit Counseling right now for free information. 1-800-300-2870.
We owed $17,000 in credit card debt. Today, we're debt-free.
We work directly with your creditors to stop the collection calls, cut your monthly payments, and wipe away late fees and over-the-limit charges. Best of all, we can get you out of credit card debt about 5 times faster than you could on your own. 5 times faster.
I'm so happy to be debt-free. I've made it, and it feels great.
Call Harbor Credit Counseling today to learn how you can get debt-free. For free information, call 1-800-300-2870. That's 1-800-300-2870. 1-800-300-2870.
Leaf Guard Rain Gutters of Colorado is seeking candidates with previous experience in the home improvement field. If you're looking for a new challenge with a great company, call Leaf Guard to schedule an interview today. 303-289-1409. That's 303-289-1409.
Making progress before you get to work. With J. Mark on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
7:50, this is Mario Solis Maric, sitting in for J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. So I think it's time for Holy Joe to go. I don't know how we accomplished. Hey, the other thing is that, you know, with the Joe Lieberman thing, and I want to hear your opinion about this. I mean, do we just put up with them, or should there be a national movement to get rid of this guy, or do you defend him? I mean, do you like him? You know, and do you think Harry Reid and the Democratic Party is just giving him too much of a pass? 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. You know, Joe Lieberman had created a party in Connecticut. In order to be on the ballot in Connecticut, you have to be part of an actual party. And those rules vary from state to state, but I think that one is, I guess that one is not standard. You could run as an independent in California. You know, but you need to have some kind of a party apparatus, apparently, in Connecticut in order to, you know, run. Probably because it's such a great state and everything. And so Joe Lieberman created a party. It was called Connecticut for Joe Lieberman. This is the party he created. By the way, it says a lot when you think about it. It says a lot about him because it's like, you know, he could have chose, you know, the Party for America's Future or, you know, Great Americans United Party or, you know, or he could have been honest, you know, United Warmongers for More Troops Party. You know, he could have tried something else. But instead what he chose was Connecticut for Lieberman or something like that. So it's all about him, basically. And, you know, so some guy in Connecticut took over the party because, you know, he had to register the party and all of that. Well, Joe Lieberman registered the party and ran, et cetera, but he wasn't really having party meetings because the whole thing was basically a sham. It was a paper, you know, it was a paper tiger. There was no there. And some guy over there, you know, realized this, realized he wasn't having the regular meetings, because the thing was basically Joe Lieberman used the legal system, wrote up phony documents, and, you know, created a party so that he could run for his seat because his ego couldn't stand him actually going out after losing the primary and either supporting this party or, oh, I don't know, man, you know, like get a job in the private sector for crying out loud? Like actually work for a living? He couldn't figure that out, right? So some guy takes over his party apparatus and basically is, you know, has kicked Joe Lieberman out of the Lieberman Connecticut for Lieberman party, and is asking the governor of Connecticut, you know, to like, you know, to give his Senate seat to somebody else. And these are all legitimate legal maneuvers that this guy is doing. We need to get you his name. I feel like writing this guy a check so he could keep it up. Because and somebody said, well, that's just ridiculous. It's not ridiculous. If Lieberman could set up, you know, a sham operation in order to get elected senator, then that sham operation can be used to kick him out of office. I don't see why the sham operation could be used to get him in, and everybody, you know, just kind of, you know, winks and, you know, ignores it, and why the sham operation then is not strong enough or good enough to get him kicked out. Because his only defense is going to be, Joe Lieberman's only defense is going to be, well, this is a sham operation. Well, yes. Well, if it is, then you're not elected anyway. You know, when did it become a sham operation? The second it turned on you. Then it's a sham. Before that, it's a legitimate thing to get this guy elected. So this whole thing, he's like this guy, think about this. Think about the mentality of this Lieberman character. He's on the floor of Congress. I don't know. Or Senate. Right? Berating Clinton. For perjury. You know, he's saying it's not about the sex, it's about perjury, but really it was about the sex. Joe Lieberman doesn't look like he gets a lot of it. Now, listen, we know these things, right? Come on, give me a break. And at least not for free. So he's on, you know, on the floor berating the president, you know, and saying it's all about perjury. And then last year, he fills out all of these forms, probably under the penalty of perjury, to create this sham organization so he could run for office. And is he on the floor of the U.S. Senate berating himself for setting up, for lying to the people of Connecticut, setting up a phony party so that he could run for office? I mean, I guess some perjury is okay, and other perjury, it's like I stand on principle, and he's out there like creating these phony corporations. That's what it is. It's a phony corporation that Joe Lieberman created, right? So he could be out there, running for office. So that he could turn around and be holier than thou, to the other members of the Senate. The guy's twisted. I mean, there's no two ways about it. The guy's twisted. I would just love to be his therapist, man. Just for a day, though. Walk through that little mind. Put on big boots first. When we get back, we're going to have Christy. Yeah, if you agree with me or disagree with me, give me a call, 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. When we get back, we're going to take a little bit of a break in a second. Now, Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress is going to be here. I'm going to ask her, to give us an update on what's going on in Capitol Hill. I'm going to ask her about stem cell research. I know a lot of you want to weigh in on that. on the president's veto. I'm also curious to hear what the Hill is saying about the ongoing Alberto Gonzalez scandal, which I refer to as Betito Gate. So we'll check in with her about that. And then later on in the program, we're going to talk about the movies. See what's going on this weekend. This is Mario Solis Maric, sent in for Jay Marvin on AM 760. And now traffic with Gina Michaels.
Check out what everyone's talking about and tell us what you think about it. Watch it right now on AM760.net.
94 Saturn number 987 with job, approved credit, and approved down payment. Limit one per family while supplies last. It's time to go to Invesco Field at Mile High. Go shop over 1,200 used cars. Go save with prices from $49.95. Go get a money-back guarantee. Get the Go Smart Choice. It's the Go Used Car Super Sale. This Wednesday through Saturday at Invesco Field at Mile High. Shop over 1,200 used cars and trucks. Price to go from $49.95. Go get financing. This sale is so huge, we have 10 lenders on site ready to help you get approved. Or let CU Direct Connect link you to over 50 credit unions. Go Broncos! Receive a complimentary Broncos license plate frame at the sale. The Go Used Car Super Sale is this Wednesday through Saturday at Invesco Field at Mile High. Hurry before used cars from $49.95 are gone. Call today, 1-866-206-AUTO.
AM 760
in HD. Hey, Colorado, this is Tom Hartman, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapane. A city stops to remember its fallen heroes.
If I'm a quarter of the firemen that these guys were, then I'll be somebody.
Art Whitner worked with six of the nine Charleston, South Carolina firemen killed in the line of duty this week. At this hour, he's joining firefighters from around the country at a service in their honor. Live to Charleston now, and CBS News correspondent Cammy McCormick.
And Frank, the firefighters' families are arriving here now, driving under an American flag suspended by the ladders of two fire trucks. Earlier, a procession of trucks, fire trucks, several blocks long, passed the site of this week's deadly fire. Investigators there stopped their work and saluted. And here, too, the nine caskets will be saluted by hundreds of firefighters lining the entranceway to this coliseum where the memorial service is getting underway.
Cammy McCormick reporting live from Charleston, South Carolina. It amounts to a catalog of the CIA's past sins. Previously classified documents the government is getting ready to release spell out a litany of legal transgressions going back to the 1960s and 70s. The list includes plots to kill Fidel Castro and other foreign leaders, the opening of mail from overseas, and wiretapping of news reporters like Michael Gettler of the Washington Post.
There was a Cold War going on with the Soviets. The arms race was at its peak. Certainly for us, persons like myself covering military and national security and intelligence matters, it was a fairly tense time.
In Los Angeles, health officials have started a process that could force a troubled hospital to close its doors. The Martin Luther King Jr. Harbor Hospital has a history of substandard patient care. County Health Director Bruce Chernoff says hospital officials don't have much time to clean up their act.
It's still a risk. It's still a risk. And there is no guarantee that the hospital will get all the way home.
Last month, the woman died after writhing in pain on the emergency room floor, untreated, for 45 minutes. The secret to a high IQ? Just ask Norwegian researcher Petter Christiansen.
The firstborn had higher scores than the secondborn higher than the thirdborn.
After studying IQ test results of more than 240,000 Norwegian men, Christiansen concluded that biology can't explain the difference.
It's nurture, not nature.
One theory is that firstborns get more attention, which enriches their ability to reason and communicate. The energy bill that passed the Senate and was sent on to the House last night would force car companies to boost gasoline mileage for cars, trucks, and SUVs 40%. Chrysler's Jason Vine says that's a tall order.
We're all in this boat together. Nobody makes a large SUV that gets 40 miles per gallon. We all wish we could. Technology's not there.
Automakers would have until 2020 to get 35 miles per gallon. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are down 57 points. NASDAQ is down almost 9. This is CBS News.
For most people, there's no substitute for instant gratification. Yet some people can wait if something better's coming along. At Orbitz, in a desperate attempt to feel popular, we're giving you both. So, if you book the hotel and flight you want together on Orbitz, you'll save now. And you'll save $250 later when you customize a package to Hawaii, Mexico, or the Caribbean. Instant gratification now and the $250 savings later.
Book at Orbitz.com and stay a step ahead. Save $250 on qualifying 5-plus night vacations, travel and book by March 31st, 2008. Subject to availability, see site for terms and conditions.
Ah, summer. It's travel time. Vacation time.
Dad, are we almost there?
We're not lost, are we?
Honey, wasn't that our exit?
Daddy, what does detour mean?
Did you even look at the map?
This little travel reminder is brought to you by Garmin Street Pilot GPS, where you'll find all the directions you need.
Turn left on Pine Street.
For the most worry-free vacation ever. Garmin, the leader in navigation.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Strong winds in the metro area knocking over trees, leaving more than 7,000 people without power, even peeling the roof off an Aurora veterinary hospital. Fortunately, nobody got hurt. XL Energy says the outages were caused. A strong 60-mile-an-hour winds pushed trees into power lines. Most folks had their power back by midnight. Temperature hitting a record 99 degrees at DIA yesterday, topping the record of 98 set on the same date in 1922. Firefighters say a grass fire in Mesa County on the western slope has destroyed 3 homes.
They have lost 3 structures, 1 outbuilding, and 2 residences.
Meanwhile, crews have now contained 90% of that 1,200-acre wildfire near Newcastle that forced the evacuation of 90 homes this week. Residents of 60 of those homes were allowed to return yesterday. And a state-funded study says the oil and gas industry contributed $23 billion in direct and indirect economic benefits to Colorado in 2005, paying almost $1 billion in taxes, generating 70,000 jobs, or about 2% of the employment in the state. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Still have very heavy conditions along westbound I-70 from Chambers to Peoria. In fact, stop and go there. That was due to a couple of wrecks that we had right along that area near 225. So I would recommend avoiding that. We had a car hit a deer, unfortunately, eastbound I-70 near Federal, and we were dealing with the crash on E-470 northbound at Peoria. Security wait time at DIA, 15 minutes. Weather outlook today, morning sunshine with some clouds and scattered showers rolling in by afternoon. High of 90 today. Currently, it's fair and 73. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Drive in for Sonic's new iced lattes with premium roast espresso and favorites like mocha, caramel, hazelnut, and any flavor combination you like. Stop into Sonic and try a new iced latte today because Sonic is your ultimate drink stop.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
Time to myself. My new luxurious Whirlpool tub surrounded by my beautiful new custom cabinets. Oh, there's no other place. And we're back.
Create the bath of your dreams at the Summer Bath Event. Check out beautiful custom cabinetry from Master Bath. Plus, save 10% on all in-stock American Standard Lifetime Whirlpool tubs. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through July 4th in U.S. only. See store for details.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin. On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
8:06 in the morning. This is Mario Solis Marich sitting in for Jay. Jay, I think, will be back on Monday, taking a couple days off. Trying to hold down the fort for him here. And by the way, you could be on the program. You could go ahead and join me on the program here by dialing or calling 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. Or you could email me at mario@mylatinonews.com. mario@mylatinonews.com. On the line with us right now from the Center for American Progress is Christy Harvey. Welcome to the program, Christy.
Hey, man. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I haven't talked to you in forever, it seems like.
It's been a while.
I'm so excited about this.
Well, you're excited because it's a lot later over there than over here. That's
well, that's
so
true.
You've had some time. I'm kidding. I'm always excited to talk to you. Hey, let me ask you a question.
Sure thing.
What is yesterday? The House continued to pursue this Betito Gate situation. McNulty basically went over there and you know, kind of fell on the, well, didn't fall on the sword because he didn't leave any swords out for himself. He was very clever, but basically defended the party line. Are these hearings going anywhere, Christy?
I can't decide. I was really excited for yesterday's testimony because, I mean, you remember when Alberto Gonzalez testified a few weeks ago, he basically not only threw McNulty under the bus, he pushed McNulty down, went out, rented a bus, and drove it over him.
That's what happened.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
And so I was curious to see if McNulty could defend himself, especially since none of the pieces of everyone's testimony are quite matching up. You know, you've got Monica Goodling saying something, you've got McNulty saying something else, and then you've got Alberto Gonzalez, you know, just basically lying.
What would it be like, Christy, if we put them all in the same room at the same time and then, you know, just made them all, like, go after each other? Well, that's not true. Well, that, you know what I mean? The difficulty with the way these hearings are set up is that everybody gets their own shot to lie. And clearly some of them have to be lying, you know, because they're in such contradiction with each other.
Oh, absolutely. And the White House is fighting tooth and nail so that, of course, no one has to be on the record for any of this stuff.
Right.
You know, the White House line is, you know what? How about if everyone just testifies in secret, no transcript, and that whole on the record and under oath thing, we're not going to do that.
Very silly.
But trust us. You know, we've given you so much reason to just trust us.
Yeah, the trust is definitely there, you know, at an all-time high with this administration.
Well, I learned to stop trusting boys who said trust me when I was about 14 years old. That's when you know. That's when you know that they're really bad stuff. That's the red flag.
That is the red flag.
So maybe
you caught on earlier than most, though. You caught on earlier than most. So what else is going on in D.C. that you think is hot?
Well, yesterday, I thought this was incredible. The Democrats had this energy bill. They still have this energy bill they were trying to push through. And one of the major proponents of this bill was that they were going to take away, a few years ago, the Republican-held Congress gave this huge tax break for no reason to the big oil companies.
Said, for no reason?
Said, you know what, you're
How
making
about re-election?
More money than God.
There was a reason, but go.
Okay,
I understand
you're right,
but go ahead.
But they basically said, you know what, why don't we just give you a tax break? You deserve a tax break. You've given us so much over the years.
You've done so well for the American people.
And they also, there's this crazy loophole where the oil and gas companies are now pumping gas off of U.S.-owned land in the Gulf of Mexico. And there's this loophole that lets them do that without having to, you know, pay any rent or pay lease or give any profits back to the U.S. So the House said, you know what, we're going to take that away. We're going to close the loophole. We're actually going to take away that tax break that the Republicans gave you a couple years ago. And we're going to use all the money that we save and give it to wind power, solar power, water power, and hybrid cars and all of these different areas.
Right.
So, you know, we can work on global warming, work on taking away our energy dependence on
oil. It all
oil.
Sounds reasonable to me.
Wah, wah. The Republicans.
I'm so out of the loop, aren't I?
Big oil got what it paid for. The Republicans, a handful of them, stood up and stopped that from happening. I was absolutely furious. About 3 o'clock yesterday, you should have seen me.
And I am shocked that happened. But go ahead.
I know. So, I mean, think about it, though. The oil and gas companies have given something like $150 million to congressional campaigns over recent years. Something like 80% of that going to Republicans. And they got what they paid for. Republicans stood up and said, this is an unfair burden on the oil and gas companies.
We had this guy.
They're going to make $111 billion. That's true. That's a true number. 111 $11 billion over the next decade.
Unbelievable.
But, you know, this is an unfair burden to take away their tax break.
I had this guy from one of these right-wing think tanks, I always call them quote-unquote think tanks.
Right.
On the show, on my Monday through Friday show the other day. And the guy, you know, was basically talking about free enterprise and blah, 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 which, of course, you know, I'm a small business owner. I definitely believe in free enterprise.
Absolutely.
But these guys aren't paying their fair share. And I told them that. I said, well, if we took all the subsidies away, the cheap oil leases you guys get and all the tax breaks you get, you know, then it would be fair and free enterprise. Or not to mention the money that we spend protecting the pipelines, you know, with our treasury and our blood.
That's the thing.
Suddenly... When it comes time
about that.
Right. When it comes time for them to pay something, it's all about, you know, free enterprise.
And the free market system. Yeah,
right.
I'm way for the free market system when it works. But when you, like these oil and gas companies and, you know, all over the place, like the healthcare companies and the insurance companies, when they start to twist the system so that it only helps them, that's when the free market system breaks.
Well, that's because it isn't free market. It's because it's like this bizarre pseudo monopoly that, you know, that they've put together. I'm glad you Trev. You know, by the way, I'm speaking to Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress, and this is Mario Solis Maric sitting in for Jay Marvin. Christy, I'm glad you wandered into the healthcare arena. You know, next week, a week from today. Michael Moore's movie Sicko comes out. You know, there's going to be some, you know, early screenings and some premieres that actually start today. But the rest of us, rest of us have to wait a week to see it. I don't know about you, but I've been getting a ton of press release from libertarian, once again, quote unquote, think tanks, you know, telling me how horrible, you know, a single payer healthcare solution would be.
Right.
Do you think that Michael Moore's movie is going to actually bring, you know, the healthcare situation to the fore of political discussion? Or do you think it's one of these situations where there's going to be a lot of hype, you know, and discussion for about 2 months and then it'll just die off?
No, I actually think that it's going to bring this back up into public consciousness. And I'm going to say something, and I'm sorry because I'm then going to go off the air and you'll have to deal with the phone calls. I don't really like Michael Moore.
Oh!
Why don't you like about...
By the way, 303-7...
Thanks. No, I appreciate his movies. I always go and see them. Michael Moore himself usually drives me a little nuts.
Why does he drive you nuts?
I think that sometimes he... I don't know. He just drives me a little nuts. He I think sometimes is a little...
No, you got to tell us.
He's a little buff.
This is Mario. You could open up to me.
Thanks, Mario.
You could trust me.
I appreciate what he does. I think sometimes he actually hurts the movement by going a little too far. I think that I hated, of course, his Oscar speech when he won Bowling for Columbine and he turned it into a political thing. I like to keep my entertainment and my politics a little separated sometimes. But
this is no longer. And by the way, I am going to give the phone number out because I want to talk to people about all these things. 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. I mean, but Christy, I mean, the thing that bugs me about him is that he has that, you know, kind of sense of like he's kind of a mess.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
You want him to shower.
But, right.
He looks like he smells like hot dogs.
Which, by the way, I smell like this morning. But that's a whole different story. But at the same time, I mean, isn't entertainment just like kind of melding into politics these days? I mean,
well,
it was kind of predicted by the young Kennedy who put together the magazine George, which was just kind of, I think, maybe 5 years ahead of its time.
I know,
because
right?
Because he foresaw the melding of these two huge elements in American culture. But don't you think that Michael Moore just takes it to that level?
I do, actually. And that said, while I might not love Michael Moore himself, I do like his movies. And I think that his movies usually are shot through with 80% genius. And Sicko, I think, is going to do a really big service for the American people. And by American people, I mean me and my mom and
right.
all of us, because There is a huge healthcare problem in this country, and everybody knows about it because everyone's faced with it all the time, with having to deal with insurers, with overpriced medical care, with poor medical care, and with a system that just doesn't work. There's a reason that we pay in this country more for healthcare than any other nation in this entire world. And yet, we get some of the worst health care for that money.
Well, that's where the right-wing think tanks, they send me stuff. Oh, we get the best health care, and the wait list is shorter than the wait list in Canada. And I'm all like, yeah. And obviously, they're comparing people with insurance to people in Canada. But out of the equation and the wait list is all these people who have no insurance, whose wait is infinity. Basically. Well, and they don't calculate that into the wait time.
Our mortality rate. We have one of the higher infant mortality rates. You know, our little kids shouldn't be dying on the same level as they are in third world countries. And
one
that sort of
not.
Thing is, yeah. is just crazy. And yeah, so you might wait 20 minutes longer in Canada,
right.
but you're going to live. I'd rather.
Good point. Very. Now, listen, the big issue that I wanted to talk to you about, I saved it for last. Apparently, a Blade Runner is.
excited. I'm such a. Jerk.
What do you like? So you don't like Michael Moore, but you like Blade Runner. This is a very complex Christy Harvey.
Well, I mean, people who know me know that I'm a little bit of a science fiction geek, but it's okay. I'm cute. But
and modest.
And
so
modest.
It all works out.
it's total package. No, I just was watching the AFI 100 movies the other night, and there was a commercial on. During that, and I actually thought that they were just talking about Blade Runner as one of the top 100 movies, which they did, but it turns out they're re-releasing it on the big screen, and I'm young enough that I missed it on the big screen when it first came out.
You are young enough to have missed it on the big screen?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I've only ever seen it on DVD or, I guess, videotape in college.
All right, Christy.
But I'm really excited. So, yes, so...
I am so happy for you.
I know. Come back to D.C. We'll all go. We'll make a party
out of
it.
Well, listen, I hope to talk to you soon.
Thanks a lot, Mario.
Thanks for being on today.
Have a great day.
You too. That was Christy Harvey with the Center for American Progress. Always a delight. Apparently a much younger delight than I had thought. This is Mario Solis Marich sitting in for Jay.
CheaperUsedAutos.com, where you'll always find the best used car prices. Thinking about hitting the road this summer, but you really want to do it in an SUV? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll always find an incredible selection of SUVs, all makes and models, foreign and domestic, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have the SUV you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Hi, I'm Andy Lindahl for Relax the Back. Did you know that 4 out of 5 adults experience low back pain during their lifetime? If you're one of those adults, you need to do what I did and go into Relax the Back and see for yourself how the latest innovations in office chairs, recliners, mattresses, and pillows can relieve stress and help you feel good all day in every part of your life. Their highly trained associates are dedicated to helping you find the perfect relaxation solution for you. I myself went into Relax the Back and got a Tempur-Pedic mattress that has helped me sleep better and deal with less lower back and shoulder pain throughout the day. Relax the Back also has interactive health and custom crafted office chairs from Lifeform. They will help you keep better posture during the day so you're not causing your back so many problems when you get home at night. At Relax the Back, comfort is their business. Visit one of their 3 Denver area locations in Cherry Creek North, near Park Meadows, and Highlands Ranch. Relax the Back. Feel better, work better, live better. Visit them today at RelaxTheBack.com. And come see how good you can feel at Relax the Back.
For good on most cars and light trucks.
We're here at the Bear Challenge, where the 2 top-selling paint brands are going head-to-head in a competition of quality.
Watching paint dry is exciting stuff here at the Home Depot.
Let's take a look at our current leader, Bear Premium Plus.
I tell you, I did not expect this kind of quality from the most affordable paint.
Well, you know, I'm not surprised. Bear's been rated #1 in overall quality by a national study 4 years in a row.
Well, with the kind of resistance to scrubbing that it's shown today, it's certainly proven it has lasting power.
Definitely. But you know where Bear really stood out for me?
Where's that?
That whiter Bear.
Well, I can agree with you there. Anybody wanting truer colors can appreciate that.
Folks, you can get out on the action, too, here at the Home Depot. Just vote for the paint you think did best.
And you can win $10,000 in gift cards from the Home Depot. Bob, we got legal on that?
Yes, indeedy. To enter in for official rules, visit your local Home Depot store by July 31st. That's open to U.S. residents. 18 or older, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Nice. Is Bear better? Take the Bear Challenge and decide for yourself. Only at the Home Depot. Good, better, Bear.
We're here at the Bear Challenge, where the two top-selling paint brands are going head-to-head in a competition of quality.
Watching paint dry is exciting stuff here at the Home Depot.
Let's take a look at our current leader, Bear Premium Plus.
I tell you, I did not expect this kind of quality from the most affordable paint.
Well, you know, I'm not surprised. Bear's been rated number one in overall quality by a national study 4 years in a row.
Well, with the kind of resistance to scrubbing that it's shown today, it's certainly proven it has lasting power.
Definitely. But you know where Bear really stood out for me?
Where's that?
That whiter base.
Well, I can agree with you there. Anybody wanting truer colors can appreciate that.
Folks, you can get out on the action, too, here at the Home Depot. Just vote for the paint you think did best.
And you can win $10,000 in gift cards from the Home Depot. Bob, we got legal on that?
Yes, indeedy. To enter in for official rules, visit your local Home Depot store by July 31st. That's open to U.S. residents. 18 or older, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Nice. Is Bear better? Take the Bear Challenge and decide for yourself. Only at the Home Depot. Good, better, Bear.
What is it that has the left all fired up? They don't like the fact that the president is willing to protect this country because of terrorism.
How can you tell me that the Democrats are weak on terror and weak on security when they're willing to make the commitment and your party isn't?
Ed Schultz. Ed Schultz. The Ed Schultz Show.
Give me a break. Don't close your mind. This is what's wrong with you conservatives out there. You create this what if, what that.
Weekdays at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Give me a break.
Minutes after the hour. This is Mario Solis Maric sitting in for the great Jay Marvin right here on the Jay Marvin Show. You could email me at mario@mylatinonews.com, mario@mylatinonews.com, or you could call me at 303-713-7600. We have Jane on the line. Is that correct? Jane, you're on the Jay Marvin Show with Mario.
Hi, good morning. I hope my cell phone doesn't die. I'm just wondering if maybe you'd like to just move to Cuba or Canada or Mexico if you don't like our health care. I'm always amazed that people think it's so much better everywhere else, but they're dying to get in here because we have the best. And then are you suggesting that we only should have, that all the states should not have two senators? I've been listening to all this conversation. And
yeah, well, first of all, I'm an American and I love America, so I'm not moving anywhere.
Well, no one wants to move. They always want to beat up on her and say we're worse than everybody in the whole world.
You know, Jane. Jane, hold on a second.
All right.
Okay. I believe in improving things that are not working well. I know that's unusual, but if something's not working well, then I believe that we should work together to improve it. We have 50 million people in this country without health insurance.
We have
another 50 million people who are paying for health insurance, but should they ever get sick, it's not going to cover anything. That's 100 million people, a third of the U.S. population. Something I would suggest, I don't know, just my little pea mind, I think there's something wrong with that.
Well, I do believe that England is paying like $5, $6, $7 a gallon for gasoline, and that's what funds the
apples.
Do we want to pay that here?
Well, you know what? If it means that we have a stronger, healthier workforce, then yes.
You won't be able to go to work. I have to drive from where I live, and I choose to.
You know,
live
Jane,
in the
you're all you know, Jane. You're all over the map. Hold on a
what?
Second, okay?
You are all over the map, young man.
Oh no, Jane, you're all over the map.
No, you're talking about health care, and you've got to figure out who's going to pay for it.
Right.
You don't get it for free.
No, but you know what, Jane? You know what you're not looking at?
Hold on. What am I not looking at?
Well, what you're not looking at is that as taxpayers, we subsidize the pharmaceutical companies. We subsidize the medical universities as taxpayers. So you have to calculate that into your cost.
Absolutely.
You're already
Absolutely.
Paying for that. You're paying for research in the pharmaceutical companies. They turn around and through the NIH, they turn around, they take that research and they turn around and they sell you, you know, pills for 20 times more than it costs them to make it.
And then you think
that it's a bargain. And it's not a bargain. You're just not seeing the hidden cost.
I know they are out there, and they subsidize agriculture, and they subsidize the railroads
right.
and the airlines.
But you're changing the subject again. We're talking about health care, and Jane,
that's
you're deciding
right.
to change the subject.
No, the bottom line is, hold on a second, Jane.
I'm going to give you a chance to talk, The bottom line is that you may not be paying $5 or $7 a gallon at the gas to subsidize health care, but trust me, you're subsidizing health care. And other people are not getting what even they are paying for because they are taxpayers too.
Why are Canadians choosing to come over here? I don't care about freaking Canada.
I don't care about Mexico. I don't care about England. I'm a freaking American. And you know what? We are paying out the wazoo to subsidize a health care system that is for only 2/3 of the American people. And I think that's wrong. And actually, the majority of the American people think it's wrong, Jane. You're part of the 30% that's satisfied with the status quo. 70% of the American people think it needs to be fixed. Now, as far as your other question, do I believe that every state should not have two senators? And you know what? Yes. I think that Wyoming, with 500,000 people, should not be able to hold up legislation that 70% of the American people want. And
you
I
know
think
what?
That
that's absolutely why the forefathers. Are you still there? I'm losing my cell phone connection, I think.
Yeah.
That's why they did what they did. And when you
why?
Take
to
it away,
protect Wyoming?
When you take it away, the Wyoming citizens have no voice. They have no representation. We have enough congressmen to make up for things. It is a good system.
Thank you, Jane, for your call. And, you know, and I understand, you know, from this conversation that you love the status quo. And I'm glad you're happy with it. Unfortunately for you, this program represents 70% of the American people that understand that in order for this country to move forward, we need some fundamental change. And right there, that is the difference between being conservative and being progressive. It's 29 minutes after the hour. Gina, give me some traffic.
All right, thanks, Mario. We're not doing too well as we move out of the peak of the rush hour. We still have stop-and-go traffic westbound I-70 between Chambers and Peoria. That was from a couple of wrecks we had in the area of 225. It's been a while ago, but that's still shaking loose. Have a pretty serious crash that has actually shut down northbound Highway 85 in the Brighton area right near 136th Avenue. So you want to avoid that area completely. Weather outlook today, we'll have a nice morning, but we'll get some clouds and scattered showers by this afternoon. High of 90 today. Right now it's fair and 74. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Support for AM760 comes from the locally owned DVD Stop in Lakewood.
This summer, don't let your child take a vacation from learning. Call
attention shoppers, there's an orange Chevy HHR in the parking lot that is transforming into a 30-foot tall robot with a missile launcher and an MP3 player jack, and it is battling an evil robot helicopter. Will the owner of the HHR please attend to your vehicle? Damaging the shopping carts. Thank you.
Play the Transformers Rise of the Chevy Autobots game now and help protect the world. Only at Chevy.com/Autobot. Transformers in theaters July 4th.
New this week at the video station in Boulder. Check out Miss Potter, Bridge to Terabithia, and Reno 911 Miami. Celebrating 25 years as Colorado's largest video library. Choose from over 50,000 titles. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
Coaters and custom painters featuring the largest oven in 8 states. Call CW Laborations at 303-292-5590.
Hi, I'm Mike Miller, owner of Basil Dock's Pizza. I want to tell you about absolutely, positively the best pizza, Basil Dock's Pizza. Established in 1996 here in Denver's Washington Park neighborhood, our five locations have been winning awards ever since. At Basil Dock's, pizza making is an art we're passionate about. Basil Dock's uses all natural ingredients. Basil Dock's has four Denver metro locations: Washington Park, Crestmore, Virginia Village, the Highlands, and Keystone in Summit County. Check us out at BasilDock'sPizza.com.
Why just talk about climate change? Let Colorado Radiance Corporation provide your total carbon solution with custom comfort solar, geothermal, and radiance systems for your home or business. Radiance can show you how to offset your investment with your monthly energy savings. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
Did you ever hear the expression, packed in like sardines? Well, that's what it's like at Ralph Schaumpf Honda, BMW, and Mini. We have so many cars, we can hardly move, new and pre-owned, and more are on the way. Now, this is a win-win for you and for me, because if I need to sell them, I have to price them so you want to buy them. Logic is wonderful, isn't it? So if you've recently heard an ad for some dealer having a big sale, you might consider checking us out too, because we probably have the car you want at a fabulous price, and there won't be any additional charges or extras you don't want. Just nice, friendly people who want to sell you the car you want with the best service you'll get anywhere. And please excuse me for being gauche, but we all know where our paychecks come from, and we don't want to be unemployed anytime soon. So remember, you have a buddy in the car business, Ralph Schaumpf, close to everywhere, South Broadway at Littleton Boulevard or at Schaumpf.com. Ralph Schaumpf, one price, one promise, one customer at a time. Thanks.
Leaf Guard Rain Gutters of Colorado is seeking candidates with previous experience in the home improvement field. If you're looking for a new challenge with a great company, call Leaf Guard to schedule an interview today. 303-289-1409. That's 303-289-1409.
You're listening to the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk
and AM760.net.
33 minutes after 8 o'clock, this is Mario Solis Maric sitting in for Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Program. You could give us a call, 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. We're right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We got a couple calls. Mike and Bailey, you're on the Jay Marvin Show with Mario.
Good morning, Mario.
Good morning. How are you, Mike?
I'm fine. This lady, Jane, she's perfectly free to have her opinions, but she needs to I have a feeling she knows no one who is from Canada or
right.
England or et cetera, because I have a friend who is now an American citizen.
Mm-hmm.
He retired in Canada under their universal health care. The only time someone waits is when it is a non-threatening situation. You may have to wait 6 weeks to have an ingrown toenail taken off
right.
or something. If a person's life is at in danger, they don't let them lay on a hospital floor and die.
Thank you,
they
Mike.
Treat
exactly.
them. In England, it's basically the same thing. Cuba, I'll agree with her. They're trying to get here. Why? It isn't because of the health care they want. Shoot, down there, they get health care for nothing. But they're coming here because we have an embargo against their country, which is awful strange that we're dealing with another communist country called China.
Right.
And we want to still restrict the Cubans that are 90 miles from our coast. Here's an open market. We could be making, you know, our free capitalist society could be making tons of money on, but because of politics, we won't. Mexicans, well, that's a whole other gig.
That's,
you know,
right.
So
it's
that's
a whole other
so
ball of wax. Yeah, the thing, that's why I told her that she was all over the map. But, you know, because you start comparing apples to oranges to carrots,
exactly.
You know, and it just becomes convoluted. But Mike, I have to tell you, I've been getting these press releases from the, you know, from the right-wing think tanks about the healthcare system. And you know, they know that it's going to be hot debate. They know it's warming up. And that's exactly what they're going to do. They're going to confuse the issue, and they're going to threaten. What they'll do, the strategy is to get people that have health care insurance to fear change and hope that they'll stall the whole ball of wax. That's the tactic.
It's not just that, Mario. All right, look at our pharmaceuticals. All right, everyone keeps talking about how we have the pharmaceutical companies have to pay all this money out to research. If you look at where the research is being done, most of it is on the back of the taxpayers,
yep, absolutely,
paying the, you know, funding universities to research these drugs, and then we hand them free of charge.
And then we don't even restrict what they could.
They invest in the advertising.
Right.
That's the biggest thing. And there's probably other parts of it too, like the delivery system. Like, okay, how much buffer do we put in?
But see, the thing about it, and Mike, thank you for your call. And Mike called at 303-713-7600. The thing about it too, Mike, is that under law, they don't even have to tell us how much it costs them to actually manufacture and market the drug and get the drug out to market. They consider that a trade secret. So after the NIH, the National Institutes of Health, subsidizes the research and hands the patents over to these big multinational pharmaceutical companies, they turn around and they sell it to us at prices more expensive than they sell in other parts of the world. And they don't even have to disclose to us how much of that is profit. After you and I and the American people have made it possible for them to take that drug to market. And so tell me, when the arguments come up that, oh my God, how are we going to pay for this healthcare system? We are paying for the healthcare system through our tax dollars. And it's hidden from you. But we're already paying for it. The question is, how do we reorganize it in such a way so that it benefits all the taxpayers that are paying for it and not just two-thirds? JJ in Golden, you're on the J. Marvin Show with Mario Solis Marich.
Good morning, Mario. Good show.
Thank you.
I would say that Jay needs to take a shot of NyQuil and slow down a little bit or something. Because I would definitely attack her premise that the forefathers had anything to do with Wyoming having two senators. I don't think they were involved back in the day. So anyways, if she can't see the correlation of a state with 600,000 people having the same amount of senators as, say, your state, I won't even compare ours. I mean, I think yours would be a better comparison. I just don't think there's really explanations for people like that. I'd like to call, what I want to say on my call here is I'd like to jab a sharpened thumbnail into the eyeball of the hypocrite Dick Cheney to be trying to say that now he's, his office isn't part of the executive, he doesn't even have to worry about executive privilege or anything like this. But he claimed executive privilege in relationship to the energy meetings and anything else, and it just kind of fits his, you know, it's like a law that I guess it'll fit where it fits, you know.
Right. Well, thank you for your call, JJ. What JJ is talking, and JJ called at 303-713-7600. If you haven't heard, what JJ is talking about is that Dick Cheney says he doesn't have to turn over his emails because he's really not part of the executive branch. Which by the way, I'm happy to hear, I guess, that he resigned or something. But he doesn't mean that, unfortunately. He's trying to have it both ways, as JJ pointed out, and he's trying to say, look it, I could say I get executive privilege when I want to get it, but when it hurts me to be part of the executive branch, when it comes time to disclosing to the American people, then I'm not part of the executive branch anymore. Paul in Denver, you're on the J. Marvin program with Mario Solis Marich.
Morning, Mario.
Good morning.
Hey, well, first on Joe Lieberman, you know, he's the reason that I think a lot of people get the stereotype of a Jewish person who is, you know, I think Joe is so paranoid that Iran and other countries like Iran are, you know, they want to get rid of Israel and so,
you know, I honestly think with Joe, it's actually not about that. I'll tell you, I know some very good friends who have actually, you know, when they were running, when Gore and Lieberman were running for president, Lieberman came out to L.A. and did a whole bunch of one-on-one meetings with top donors. top political donors. And I actually know three of them, and they told me about the meetings, and the lunch meetings or dinners or whatever, and they basically described a very insecure individual. And all of these guys were top donors, top hardcore Democrats, and people that I really respect. And they all came away from the meeting with the same impression that you had a man in Joe Lieberman who was personally insecure. And I think that the fact that when you get somebody that insecure in the face of like the massive, Republican propaganda machine, and the idea that he could be accepted as like one of the guys, that he could be one of the inside boys, I think that's enough for him. I honestly think it's that deep. I think that he just wants to be one of the, one of the Republican guys that's in there in the locker, in the imaginary locker room of politics, and just saying, we are the team. I think that's where it falls.
I understand. I just, then I would have asked I would be asking the question, well, why does he want to be one of the boys? It seems like, it's true of the Democrats, too. A lot of Republicans, a lot of Democrats. It's like back Israel at any cost. The other thing is, I'm sure there's a lot of Democrats that don't want to get on the bad side of Joe Lieberman for that very reason, that they'll appear as though they're not being pro-Israel then. I don't know.
Well, and thank you for your call, JJ. I'm sorry, you're not JJ. Paul, I'm sorry, Paul. Thank you for your call, Paul. Paul called at 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. We obviously have a strategic interest in Israel. And at the same time, it has become our total strategy. But I honestly think that, that it has nothing to do with Lieberman's weirdness. I think that Lieberman's weirdness, is deeper than that. And it's scary to me that he almost became vice president, even though Gore would won, I believe, the presidency and would have been an incredible presidency. Having a flip-flopper weird dude like Joe Lieberman that close to the presidency worries me. It's 44 minutes after the hour.
Thanks, Mario. Well, we've had a real bad crash affecting northbound lanes of Highway 85 at 136th Avenue. Looks like they've had to shut down the highway in that location, so you definitely want to stay off of that. Use your alternates around it. We're doing much better now along westbound lanes of I-70. Looks like most of those backups shaking loose between Chambers and Peoria. That wreck is out of the way. We did have another problem on northbound lanes of E-470 at Peoria. Weather today, we'll expect a nice day, but we'll get some clouds and scattered showers by this afternoon. Those will hang around through the evening when it'll be partly cloudy and breezy, going down to 58. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and 93, and currently under fair skies at 74. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
The Colorado Renaissance Festival. It's an adventure to the past. Enjoy the fantasy, knights in shining armor, magicians, minstrels, and comedy. Fine arts and crafts and food fit for a king. Eat, drink, and be merry. The Colorado Renaissance Festival, open weekends through July 29th.
These people are so full of hatred and so full of bile that everybody's evil.
Honest opinions.
Any war that George Bush chooses is, of course, to liberate the people, but once we're there, those people that we love so much, they become pure evil.
And the truth from Randy Rhodes.
If I have to keep smacking down idiots like that every time I go on TV, they might as well put me on the WWF, because at least it would be pay-per-view and I would get paid.
Weekdays at 4 on AM760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Looking for someone to buy your timeshare?
Timeshares Only told us what our timeshare was worth right over the phone and then sold it for more than we expected.
Call now to find out what your timeshare is worth, and we'll send you a free information kit, including 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares.
Buyers keep calling by the thousands, and we need timeshares to keep up with their demands.
Call 1-800-700-0141 to find out what your timeshare is worth and get your free information kit. Dial 1-800-700-0141. 1-800-700-0141.
Are you buried in credit card debt? Are you receiving collection calls because you're missing credit card payments? Well, who can blame you? With the cost of living and interest rates rising, it's nearly impossible to get out of credit card debt. But now there's a way you can get debt-free once and for all, faster than you ever imagined. Just call Harbor Credit Counseling right now for free information. 1-800-300-2870.
We owed $17,000 in credit card debt. Today, we're debt-free.
We work directly with your creditors to stop the collection calls, cut your monthly payments, and wipe away late fees and over-the-limit charges. Best of all, we can get you out of credit card debt about 5 times faster than you could on your own. 5 times faster.
I'm so happy to be debt-free. I've made it, and it feels great.
Call Harbor Credit Counseling today to learn how you can get debt-free. For free information, call 1-800-300-2870. That's 1-800-300-2870. 1-800-300-2870.
Think about the things that have become obsolete in our lifetime. VCRs have been replaced by TiVos and DVRs. Ataris have been replaced by Xbox and Xbox 360. And your glasses replaced by normal vision. Hi, this is Jay Marvin for Icon LASIK Center. You know, corrective vision is not something far off in the future. It's not a futuristic dream. It's happening now, and Icon's experienced surgeons want to help make your glasses obsolete, too. Icon can do it for as little as $4.99 per eye, and Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable LASIK procedures since 1999. Icon has financing available for all credit types with zero down and no interest for up to 24 months. Plus, Icon also has the newest technology like Intralase, bladeless LASIK. Learn more about all of your options with Icon LASIK Center by calling them 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. Or visit Icon online at icondenver.com. That's I like the letter, CONDenver.com.
Do your joints hurt? Do you wake up feeling stiff and achy? Does arthritis slow you down? In Iceland, we think everyone deserves to live without pain. That's why there's a free bottle of Iceland Health Joint Relief Formula waiting for you when you call now. That's right, one free bottle on reserve for anyone listening to this radio station. Just call 1-800-900-2217.
I had some joint pain in my knees, and I don't feel it anymore. It's wonderful.
The arthritis has disappeared.
Iceland Health Joint Relief is a pharmaceutical-grade pain reliever that diminishes inflammation and pain, improves flexibility, and helps build new cartilage. Unlike prescription drugs with harsh side effects, it has omega-3 fish oil, so it's good for your heart, too. We Icelanders live without pain. You should, too. Call now to find out how to get your free bottle. 1-800-900-2217. 1-800-900-2217.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Minutes after 8 o'clock. This is Mario Solis Maric sitting in for Jay Marvin right here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. You could give me a call at 303-713-7600. And by the way, at the top of the hour, we're going to have our weekly visit from Tom Tagney, who's going to take us through like all the hot movies that we could spend a ton of bucks watching this weekend. So I can't wait for that. No, I'm really looking forward to it. Tom Tagney right with us at the top of the hour. Right now, we're going to take a couple of calls. Rob from Fraser. You're on the Jay Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric.
Hi, Mario. It's Rob. I just have a quick question to ask the conservatives of this world. Is if our health care system is so great, why isn't the rest of the world trying to knock down our doors to emulate it?
Right.
I mean, all
Rob,
over, all
sometimes
over
the obvious, that's the, sometimes the obvious rebuttal is the best. That's a very, very good point.
Well, all over the world, they have all single payer or national health care, and people think that we don't have to wait for care here. I have to wait 6 weeks to have surgery here.
Yeah,
you know, and it's like, and it's just like, it's, we have, you know, it's gonna, well, you're gonna wait anywhere now, and doctors can't make money here because our insurance companies are raking them over the coals, and so it's just, it's not that great.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, Rob, and thank you for your call. You're absolutely right. And I would love some of these people to walk around, you know, go into some of our HMO hospitals over here and see what a not wait looks like. Greg from Massachusetts, you're on the Jay Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric on AM 760. Greg from Massachusetts.
I was just wondering, this fellow that was slamming Jane about asking about the Constitution. Has he ever read it?
Well, I'm sure he's I don't know if he's read it or not, but I understand his point.
What were they caring about Wyoming? Well, they said the several states will choose two senators.
Right.
And any additional states have to be ratified according to the Constitution. And then another question, you think Connecticut shouldn't have two senators?
Yeah, I don't think Connecticut should have two senators.
People live in the state of Colorado.
I think that they deserve two senators.
Two senators in Colorado, but not in Connecticut. Let me
clarify my point here. I believe that the Senate power is disproportionate to, you know, to the states, you know, that it lives in. We claim to be a representative democracy, and yet we have, you know, states like Wyoming with 500,000 people that have two senators, which is like 250,000 constituents. I've been
Colorado.
Hold on a second. I'll let you speak in a second, but we're also having problems with your cell phone, Greg. The problem is that I've been to concerts bigger than that.
We don't live in a representative democracy.
No, I know we don't. That's exactly my point. We don't. I'm sorry, but your cell phone is just not working, but I appreciate your call. But, I mean, I'm glad you agree that we don't live. But we say that we do, and we know that, and like I said, I don't have a problem with there being, like, this balancing act where the Senate is slightly less representative. But we have, within the Senate, on top of the, you know, every state having two, within the Senate, there's a rule that it only takes one senator to hold up a bill. And so you could have the will of the American people thwarted time and time again, as it has been, and as continues to occur. And that's why, if you want to know where good legislation dies, look at the U.S. Senate. Look at the U.S. Senate, because that's where good legislation, where good progressive ideas go to die. And we wonder, our infant mortality rate is going up. Our middle class is diminished. We're outsourcing more jobs than ever before. The rich are getting richer. And legislation to fix this stuff dies in the U.S. Senate. I don't know how much more I have to say. I mean, I don't begrudge, you know, states having an extra say in the Senate, but I just think that it's just gotten so bizarre. If they were just to eliminate the rule that it takes more than one senator to kill something, or to put it on hold, these secret hold, they don't even have to come out and say who's holding it. They have this whole secret hold system in the Senate. That's not in the Constitution anywhere. That's just an agreement amongst the powerful to cover each other's butts. That's what it is. Rachel from Westminster, you're on the J. Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric on AM 760.
Mario, this is Rachel in Westminster.
Yes.
And I'm Jewish, and you know what? That statement you made, your analysis on Lieberman's behavior,
yeah,
that's an extremely accurate, insightful analysis, and I want to commend you on that. That's typical Jewish behavior, striving to belong and be accepted
But Rachel, can I ask you a question? I don't know if it's typical Jewish behavior, because I see it amongst, you know, Latinos too. There, you know what I mean? Amongst some Latinos, that definitely they so much want to be part of the groove and part of the insider guys,
that they
automatically register as Republicans because they think it automatically makes them elite. You know what I mean?
It makes them a tough guy, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be that it comes with the territory of being a minority.
Could be.
And of course, you know, Lieberman, I'm sure he knows that he can never really be a member of that club, but he wants to get as close to it as possible.
Right, or maybe he believes he can be, which is even more dangerous because then he's deluded.
Yeah, well, I think he's probably deluded anyway, like a lot of people. So anyway, thank you for that insightful comment.
Well, thank you very much, Rachel, for giving us a call. And Rachel called 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. Terry from Littleton, you're on the J. Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric on AM 760.
Hi, Mario. Thanks for doing this show. I've really enjoyed listening to you today. I like the way you think. I like your ideas for the parts that I have listened to. Hey, I'm a California native, and I've been living out here in Colorado for about a dozen years, retired military. But I did 2 years. I just came back from 2 years in San Diego, and a lot of people were, like, complaining about illegal immigration down there and how people come over the border to have their babies and make them United States citizens. So I have a wild idea to pitch to you and like to know what your interpretation of it is. You know, why don't we bring the troops home from Iraq and extend our borders, the United States borders, to a third, a half, maybe all of Mexico. I mean, that might solve the Senate problem. You know, we got 50 states. Why not have 60, 70 states? Right. That's my question. What do you think?
Terry, there's so much there to talk about. They only gave me an hour more or something here. But I have to tell you, you get the I Think Out of the Box award today. thank you for your call. But listen, first of all, I have to tell you something. First of all, I like the idea of bringing the troops home. Yeah. I don't think we necessarily have to, you know, send them off to do another, you know, mission. But I do think, though, that if what you're alluding to is the fact that, look, we have a neighbor to our south. The discrepancy in income is so huge.
It is.
That, you know, we could never solve the problem without, of immigration, without looking at the core roots of it. And so to that, I commend you. Thanks for your call, Terry.
You're welcome.
This is Mario Solis Maric on the J. Marvin Show. It's like 9 o'clock. We'll be back right after this.
Still haven't seen the Obama girl video? Check out what everyone's talking about and tell us what you think about it. Watch it right now on AM760.net.
94 Saturn number 987 with job, approved credit, and approved down payment. Limit one per family while supplies last. It's time to go to Invesco Field at Mile High. Go shop over 1,200 used cars. Go save with prices from $49.95. Go get a money-back guarantee. Get the Go Smart Choice. It's the Go Used Car Super Sale. This Wednesday through Saturday at Invesco Field at Mile High. Shop over 1,200 used cars and trucks. Priced to go from $49.95. Go get financing. This sale is so huge, we have 10 lenders on site ready to help you get approved. Or let CU Direct Connect link you to over 50 credit unions. Go Broncos! Receive a complimentary Broncos license plate frame at the sale. The Go Used Car Super Sale is this Wednesday through Saturday at Invesco Field at Mile High. Hurry before used cars from $49.95 are gone. Call today, 1-866-206-AUTO.
J. Marv, Tom Hartman, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, and Rachel Maddow. AM 760, Progressive Talk in High Definition. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Steve Kathan. Charleston, South Carolina pays tribute to the 9 firefighters killed in Monday's furniture store inferno. Fire Chaplain Rob Dewey.
We also looked up Chief Rusty and all the personnel of this fire department and also the fire departments throughout the country that are affected by this.
Thousands of firefighters from across the U.S. are there for the day of mourning. Witnesses say a snapped cable may have been what cut through the legs of a 13-year-old girl on a Louisville amusement park ride.
We just seen the cable just snap, and then as it was coming on down, it snapped again. And then the people on the ride, it just came and hit the ground.
The Superman Tower of Power ride at Six Flags Kentucky Kingdom has been shut down. To Iraq, where U.S. troops hunting for al-Qaeda leaders in Bakuba say many have fled, only hardliners are left. General Ray Odierno insists those who did leave will be found, and he gave the clearest indication yet that a U.S. troop drawdown may not begin until well into next year.
I think if everything goes the way it's going now, there's a potential that by the spring,
we would be able to reduce forces and Iraqi security forces could take over.
Senate leaders seem energized by the energy bill that passed yesterday with its call for more miles per gallon in cars and SUVs. They're still talking about it today. Live to CBS's Bob Fuss on Capitol Hill.
Calling passage of the bill a great victory for the American people, Senate Democratic Leader Harry Reid says it will promote alternative fuel and save oil and the environment with new mileage standards for cars. He said automakers should stop fighting it.
We need to embrace this opportunity to build the high-performance, high-efficiency cars and trucks that Americans want to buy and drive.
The measure, which will be considered next in the House, also requires more ethanol and gasoline and sets new standards to reduce energy use in everything from power plants to light bulbs. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
Former Washington Post reporter Michael Gettler recalls a big story from an earlier era when he confronted the CIA about agents opening private mail to and from the Soviet Union and China.
When I went to see then CIA Director Colby, he apologized. He said, this never should have been done. It was wrong, and that won't happen again.
Now we'll all get a better look at what CIA people were doing in the 1950s, 60s, and 70s with the release of hundreds of pages of once secret documents, details on everything from wiretaps to kidnappings. Bad weather washed away yesterday's planned landing of Shuttle Atlantis. Today's situation doesn't appear much better. CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood.
They really want to go ahead and bring it back. The forecast is not that great at Kennedy for today or tomorrow, and the same at Edwards. It gets even worse out in California. So I think the idea now is if you've got good weather anywhere, bring it on down, because the rest of the forecast just isn't that good.
The Dow right now is down 72 points. This is CBS News.
Go ahead, Donald.
This story has everything. A triple murder on the beachfront of a celebrity mansion. A handsome local attorney and his ex-girlfriend defending. The whole town is talking. The celebrity...
James Patterson brings you Beach Road. 14 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list. Now in paperback. Murder, scandal, and deceit collide in Patterson's most shocking twist ever. James Patterson's Beach Road. Available now in paperback. The hottest book of the summer.
Reason number 9 to switch to Geico. There's nothing sweeter than saving money on car insurance. It's one of those rare opportunities in life where you can thumb your nose at the system and say, okay, system, listen up. I just got a better deal with Geico. Great savings, personal service 24/7, and the latest in online technology. Of course, the system may sulk for a day or two, but you're going to feel a lot better.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Republican presidential contender Mitt Romney says Colorado could be a big player in the 08 presidential race.
Colorado's going to be critical, as will Nevada. I think you're going to find states like even New Hampshire, very small geographically, and yet they have a big clout when it comes to counting up electoral votes.
Former Massachusetts governor making a fundraising stop in Denver yesterday, saying he couldn't afford to ignore the state. A Denver minister accused of filing fraudulent life insurance claims on behalf of parishioners expects to be criminally charged. Documents filed in federal court yesterday say a prosecutor informed Asen Phillips charges would be filed against him within a few weeks. And government lawyers still trying to block Whole Foods from gaining more access to financial information about other retailers, all part of its antitrust lawsuit against the natural and organic food chain trying to buy Boulder-based Wild Oats. Lawyers for the FTC say their ability to enforce antitrust laws would be harmed by letting Whole Foods see the information on competitors who might not want to hand over documents if they think Whole Foods will see them. A lot of people wondering why the FTC is taking such close attention at this merger. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. We're still dealing with that accident up on Highway 85 at 136th Avenue. They have that completely shut down as they try to clean up from that wreck. So please avoid that area. We've had a lot of problems on I-25, late morning issues, a crash northbound 25, south of Thornton Parkway involving a motorcycle, one northbound I-25 at Hamden, that one's off on the right shoulder, and another crash on the ramp from Evans to northbound I-25. Security wait time at DIA, 15 minutes. Weather outlook today, morning sunshine, but we'll get some clouds and
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster?
That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Kids do better in school, teens can score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo of IQ is only available for a limited time, so call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-401-3267. That's 1-800-401-3267. 1-800-401-3267.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net. J. Marvin in the morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
7 minutes after nine. Buenos dias. Good morning. This is Mario Solis Maric on the J. Marvin Show. Jay's taken, as you probably know by now, it's Friday, so he's taking a few days off. He'll probably be back next week. I'll be holding down the fort today for the at least for the rest of the hour. And on the line right now, we have Tom Tagney. Welcome to the program, Tom.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, pretty good, actually. Got a good movie to talk about today for a change. It's always a welcome relief.
Well, definitely tell me about that one, because that's the one I want to hear about. Are you talking about The Mighty Heart?
Absolutely. A Mighty Heart. This is the... This movie has gotten a lot of press attention because of the number one celebrity in the world, Angelina Jolie, stars in it. So the nice thing about this is it's a very good, serious movie that has a lot of kind of cachet in the superficial world of celebrity seekers and the like because of Angelina's connection.
Well, it helps that she's beautiful.
Yeah,
right. That's probably a little bit of a plus.
It also helps that she's married to what I understand is a beautiful man in Brad Pitt. I mean, there are all sorts of reasons to
there's a ton of quote unquote cachet there. But is the movie any good?
Yes, and the movie is even better. That's
okay. Hard to believe, but go ahead.
I'm happy to report. Now, here's the thing about A Mighty Heart. This is, you know, this is a lot like last year's excellent United 93. Kind of revisits a contemporary tragedy that may seem sort of too well known, you know, to all of us. The kidnapping and eventual execution of Wall Street journalist Daniel Pearl. And again,
right.
Like United 93, we know it doesn't have a happy ending. And
right.
Yet, because the film is told so meticulously and painstakingly, you know, moment by moment through the initial kind of panic and horror of the realization that he's been kidnapped, then the systematic search, suspect by suspect, by the Pakistani police for his kidnappers, and then the kind of that eventual awful reckoning with the truth.
Jeez.
It really just takes you, again, like United 3, blow by blow through that 5-week experience. It's one of these great tragedies that's rendered effective not because, like in most Hollywood movies, it's overblown and you've got swelling music.
Right.
It's just the opposite. It works because less is more. They don't show you these emotional outbursts. They show you instead just the tense kind of a moment by moment living through that experience.
And Angelina Jolie plays his wife. Is that right?
Maybe I should back up and give a little more background to it. The movie doesn't focus on what happens to Daniel Pearl. It focuses on his wife, Marianne, who herself is a French journalist. She happens to be 6 months pregnant at the time this all happens. So the entire movie takes place from the point of view of her. So we see her meeting with her husband one last time. He goes off to meet this the supposed contact that he has in Karachi in Pakistan, and then it focuses on her, and Danny's not coming home tonight. Danny didn't show up by this morning, and how she contacts the American authorities, how she contacts the Pakistani authorities. The entire movie is told from her point of view.
Wow.
The name of the movie comes from, she wrote a memoir about her life with her husband called A Mighty Heart that refers to her take on who she calls Danny, Daniel Pearl. But it's clear, British director Michael Winterbottom has the movie, so A Mighty Heart ends up referring to the way Marianne Pearl carries herself throughout this whole ordeal.
Okay, now, you sold me. That definitely, you know, because I avoided, what was the example you used
earlier?
United
93?
Yeah, I avoided it because it was just too soon. I was like, oh, okay. You know, I don't want to be part of all that.
Yep.
You know, it's just like, but this sounds, for whatever reason, it sounds like something that is a little bit more down to earth.
Yeah, well, the thing is, I mean, United 93, the only thing it isn't down to earth about that movie is that it takes place in the air, but otherwise it is just as gritty. I really would recommend it. I can't make the psychological determination for who's ready to see what movies, but if you find yourself in a position, you cannot get a better movie. It's an insightful movie, United 93. I think it's one of the best movies of the year from last year, but maybe if A Mighty Heart, it doesn't have the kind of scope. Here's the one thing I will say about A Mighty Heart. It doesn't try to explain the Middle East. It doesn't go for political complexities. Exactly. It focuses on the humanity of the individuals involved. It doesn't matter good, bad, indifferent.
Right.
What matters is what does it feel like to find yourself in that kind of situation. And that's the strength of this movie. This movie could have gone wrong so many ways. It could have been this kind of falsely uplifting, emotional, let's put Marianne Pearl on a pedestal kind of stuff. It doesn't feel that way because you see how she earns every step up that pedestal. It really is an effective, powerful movie. Very, very good.
Oh, Tom, that's a
that's right. Well, listen,
that's a big boost.
I've seen a movie that I like, and given this summer of a not-so-great
not-so-good stuff. Well, definitely. The name of that is A Mighty Heart, right?
A Mighty Heart, yeah.
A Mighty Heart, and I guess... for those people who already don't have Angelina Jolie on a pedestal, this is definitely the movie to see. So what is with Evan Almighty?
Well, you know, we go from the sublime to the
ridiculous. Oh, no, you're kidding.
Here's the problem with this movie. This is supposedly, Tom Shadyac is a director who's made some, he did Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. He did Patch Adams. His last big hit was Bruce Almighty, made $243 million. It's the Jim Carrey vehicle where he ends up meeting God and ends up having some godlike powers and all.
Right.
Huge, broad hit. Well, in his heart of hearts, he's a good Christian boy, Tom Shadyac, and so he's decided that he's going to take that money, that power that he earned through Bruce Almighty, and make a family-friendly, sort of pro-religion kind of movie. Now, I've got nothing against that. In fact, I actually think the most daring part of this movie is that it actually tries to present a religious, sort of context or role to contemporary life. Here's the story. Evan, played by Steve Carell, in Bruce Almighty is the awful, mean-spirited jerk of an anchorman that Jim Carrey is so jealous of because he loses his job to him. Anyway, so there's a slender connection between the two movies, but it really takes off at the very beginning of the movie. He's elected to Congress. How that could happen, I'm not quite sure. But anyway, the point is, he's elected to Congress, and he's kind of a pro family. He's pro religion kind of a candidate whose message is I'm there to change the world. He gets a visit from Morgan Freeman, A.K.A. God, who announces to him, okay, here's how you're going to change the world, Mr. First term congressman. You're going to build an ark. You're going to grow a beard, grow your hair out, and start dressing like Noah. And he tries to laugh it off. It's dealt with as comedy. The thing is, I think it's a brilliant premise to really, if you're a man of faith.
So God just wanted to embarrass him?
Well, the thing is, now here's the problem.
God was all like,
That may be. Well, the deal is, it is played for laughs, and Morgan Freeman's very cool and calm and pleasant about it. But listen, you need to be a man of your word. If you really want to change the world, here's how you do it. But he gets completely ridiculed. The thing is, I think there's a germ of an interesting movie in there. Do you have the power of your convictions to actually live your life according to your supposed ideals? And most of us don't, and there's the friction, especially in the world of politics. The problem is it goes for very broad gags and laughs, and you've got camels spitting, and you've got all these animals involved that are just... They're kind of fun in a goofy way, but not in any kind of serious way.
But Tom, by the way, I'm speaking to Tom Tagney. This is Mario Solis Maric sitting in for Jay Marvin. But Tom, isn't that like, don't you kind of have to do that sort of stuff when you want a family-friendly movie?
Yeah.
You want to keep the kids entertained, and so you got to like have the camel spitting, and
that's
you know.
I think that's exactly right. I mean, I understand. I know exactly what he's doing. I'm just trying to warn people. This is not a sharp, sophisticated
comedy. And by the
way,
I appreciate the warning. Okay?
Very good. But this, what this is very bland, middle-of-the-road, watered-down jokes. The
right.
thing is, and here's what I'll say in its defense, much like I did not like the most recent Fantastic Four movie, the Silver Surfer movie, I thought it was just, you know, good for kids only. Well, the thing is, that movie last week made $57 million.
Right.
There is an audience for people, for parents, for families who want to take kids under 12 and have a good time. There's nothing going to be too offensive in this movie, and I think it'll be a big hit. I'm just trying to warn people that this is not really adult, sophisticated entertainment. I think we've come to expect a little more from that whole Daily Show crowd, like Stephen Colbert and Steve Carell and all this, that they make quality movies. This is more like the Eddie Murphy dumbing down movies, you know, where you
right.
make big family-friendly movies. On that score, I think it'll be fine. There are a lot of poop jokes. There are a lot of animals, you know, that do funny things. Animals are always good for a laugh. It's not that it's a terrible movie. It's just a bland, middle-of-the-road, kind of tedious comedy
right.
that goes down easy because you've heard them all before.
Well, you know, it's interesting because the fact that people will say that, what you just said, it'll be taken completely out of context by people that really want a religious movie or a religion-friendly movie, and they'll say, see, Hollywood doesn't like, you know, these movies. But basically what you're saying is like, look, if you want to hang out with your kids, it's great. If you want something a little more intellectually stimulating, you know, the camel spitting at the guy is not there for you.
My only knock against Evan Almighty is that it doesn't have the courage of its convictions. It really wants to grapple with, you know, the difficulties of being religious in a secular world. That's fascinating, and it doesn't have to be serious. It could be a good comedy. It's just not a witty, clever comedy. It's more kind of a broad,
right.
you know, go for the easy laugh kind of comedy. And you know, knowing my taste, it's probably going to be a huge hit. it'll probably make 10 times the amount of money that A Mighty Heart will. Because there is something about, one problem about Mighty Heart is, it's not exactly what you think of when you think of summer movies.
Right.
You won't be eating a lot of popcorn in A Mighty Heart. You'll be gulping down popcorns by the bucket load at Evan Almighty.
Well, good. Well, you know, with what they charge for popcorn here in L.A., it'll probably save me $20
to go
to Mighty Heart, for crying out loud. So anything else that we should keep our eye open for?
Well, there are a couple of smaller movies. I just want to mention that very briefly. La Vie en Rose is the biopic of Edith Piaf, the great French crooner. It's a fantastic performance. Marianne Cotillard plays Edith Piaf. The movie, I think, is a bit too melodramatic for its own good. Again, unlike A Mighty Heart, it overplays everything instead of underplays it. But if you like Edith Piaf at all, and I love her voice, and you use they use the archival recording, so it's not like Cotillard is mimicking her. That's worth seeing if you have an interest in Edith Piaf. There's another movie that's, I don't know, you know, when it'll get released, say, in Denver, but it's out in various pockets of the country, a movie called Red Road. Very interesting British movie about a woman who works for the cops, and her job is to do surveillance cameras on the hot spots in Glasgow. And she ends up becoming kind of a voyeur who follows a petty thief and a crook around Glasgow. She ends up getting emotionally involved with him in a kind of revenge fashion. It's a fascinating, dark, but very very kind of surprising movie by a first-time director called Red Road. So I would keep that on the horizon, too.
Well, Tom Tagney, it was a pleasure speaking to you this morning on the Jay Morvan Show.
Likewise, Mario.
I appreciate that, and I'm definitely going to see A Mighty Heart. I probably wouldn't have seen it if I hadn't talked to you, quite frankly.
Well, very good.
I would have run.
Credit.
But this is great. And I'll send you an email. I'll tell you what I think.
I'd
How's
love
that?
To hear your take.
All right, Tom. Thanks
Bye-bye.
For joining us. That's Tom Tagney.
At the Movies was brought to you by The Video Station, Colorado's largest selection of DVDs.
CheaperUsedAutos.com, where you'll always find the best used car prices. Summer's here, and there's no better time to drive with the top down.
Don't have a convertible?
No worries. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll find an incredible selection of topless models. You know, convertibles, foreign and domestic. Some real beauties, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have what you're looking for.
It's easy.
Check them out. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Hi, I'm Andy Lindahl for Relax the Back. Did you know that 4 out of 5 adults experience low back pain during their lifetime? If you're one of those adults, you need to do what I did and go into Relax the Back and see for yourself how the latest innovations in office chairs, recliners, mattresses, and pillows can relieve stress and help you feel good all day in every part of your life. Their highly trained associates are dedicated to helping you find the perfect relaxation solution for you. I myself went into Relax the Back and got a Tempur-Pedic mattress that has helped me sleep better and deal with less lower back and shoulder pain throughout the day. Relax the Back also has interactive health and custom crafted office chairs from Lifeform. They will help you keep better posture during the day so you're not causing your back so many problems when you get home at night. At Relax the Back, comfort is their business. Visit one of their 3 Denver area locations in Cherry Creek North, near Park Meadows, and Highlands Ranch. Relax the Back. Feel better, work better, live better. Visit them today at RelaxTheBack.com and come see how good you can feel at Relax the Back.
Let's talk about more. The kind of more you get from a really smart buy, like buying a Hyundai. Starting with the Hyundai Sonata with more standard safety features than Toyota Camry. Or the Hyundai Santa Fe, deemed more athletic than a Honda Pilot by theCarConnection.com. Or the Azera with more warranty coverage than any luxury brand. Now let's talk about more money in your pocket, because right now you can get more with great deals across the lot, like the Hyundai Santa Fe lease. It's just $249 a month for 24 months with $1,999 due at signing. So you get more, and you make a smart buy even smarter. But this offer only lasts for a few more days. So visit a Hyundai dealer before July 2nd and get more with the Hyundai Santa Fe lease, just $249 a month. See dealer for limited warranty details. Includes $0 security deposit. Excludes tax, title, license, and fees. Call 1-800-564-1560 for complete details. 2007 Hyundai Santa Fe GLS. Lessee has option to purchase at lease end price. Negotiated at signing. Separate residents of Kentucky and Wisconsin. Subject to credit insurance approval and vehicle availability. Offer in 7207.
To going head to head in a competition of quality. Watching paint dry is exciting stuff here at the Home Depot. Let's take a look at our current leader, Behr Premium Plus. I tell you, I did not expect this kind of quality from the most affordable paint.
Well, you know, I'm not surprised. Behr's been rated number 1 in overall quality by a national study 4 years in a row.
Well, with the kind of resistance to scrubbing that it's shown today, it's certainly proven it has lasting power.
Definitely. But you know where Behr really stood out for me?
Where's that?
That whiter base.
Oh, I can agree with you there. Anybody wanting truer colors can appreciate that.
Folks, you can get out on the action, too, here at the Home Depot. Just vote for the paint you think did best.
And you could win $10,000 in gift cards from the Home Depot. Bob, we got legal on that?
Yes, indeedy. To enter in for official rules, visit your local Home Depot store by July 31st. That's open to U.S. residents. 18 or older, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Nice. Is Behr better? Take the Behr challenge and decide for yourself. Only at the Home Depot. Good, better, Behr.
You've got the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk
and AM760.net.
23 minutes after 9 o'clock. This is Mario Solis Maric sitting in for Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. You could give me a call and be part of the program at 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. Right now on the line we have George. George, welcome to the program.
Hello, Mario.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. What's up?
Good. I caught some of your conversation with that last caller about immigration.
Uh-huh.
And I just kind of wanted to weigh in on that, wondering about your take on it. I'm kind of the opinion that actually I think the U.S. corporations are more guilty of the illegal immigration than anyone else, and I don't think any silly fence is going to stop it either, because I think people in Mexico are starving because of the way that corporations have exploited the country historically, and South America as well.
Yep.
And Central America and the Caribbean, that has been America's little whipping child.
Yep.
Since the Monroe Doctrine. And,
you know, and George, I have to tell you, most Americans don't even know that. You know,
right.
I'm going to tell you the truth. Most of the history of the United States and Central and Latin America, you know, South America, whatever you want to call it, right? Well, for all those countries south of our the U.S. border, our operations, our military operations out there for decades, you know, have been deplorable. And we've knocked over governments, and we've installed fascist dictators, and, you know, we've just done all kinds of stuff. And then everybody goes, oh, my God, they're so corrupt down there. You know, and it's like the Latin American countries for decades have known, or more than decades, right, but have known that if you don't take, if you don't take the bribes from the U.S. corporations, then you're invaded. And if you take the bribes, they call you corrupt. And it's created this upper class of people within those countries that don't think of the, you know, of democracy. You know, they, you know, their ideals are different than our ideals. And I'm talking about that top layer of folks that are in control of those countries for the most part.
Right. I think I would compare them to somebody like Alberto Gonzalez, in a sense. I mean, because his price was found. And,
right.
And he is by far no representative of the Chicano people.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right.
And even though he may be second-generation Mexican, but you know, very, I don't know.
He doesn't. I'll say it, George. I know it's hard to say, but I'll say it. He doesn't hold the values of the Latino community. I mean, he does not, we have, Latino Americans, and actually Latinos in general have a more communal, we come from a more communal culture that is family oriented, that's based on the common good, and he does not share those values. He lost those values somewhere along the way.
Well, what's the big difference between, the Mexicanos and the Chicanos?
Well, I mean, number one, as you know, as the Chicanos, you know, as someone born here, obviously, right, in the U.S.,
right.
I believe that I have the benefit of my Latino culture, you know, and that strong sense of community, strong sense of culture mixed in with the opportunities that, you know, that this country affords, and the, you know, and kind of, and beyond the opportunities, you know, the educational base, and, you know, and the clear demonstration of the possibility of democracy. And those two things, I think, make me as an individual, you know, much stronger. And I think that, you know, if I had been born in Mexico and grew up in Mexico, my view of democracy would be very, very different. Even though,
in what sense?
And I wouldn't have the experience of it working.
We
learn from, you know, most of what we learn in life is from experience. And, you know, and what we see and how it's role modeled. And we could see that even though our democracy, especially lately, needs, you know, kind of an upgrade. You know what I mean? We're hurting right now. But overall, it certainly is an experience that we could see, look at this works. It has, you know, it could work better. You know, we need to work on it. We need to maintain it, take care of it. But we have an experience of democracy working. People in most other countries, not just Latin America, but in most other countries, you know, haven't grown up with that experience. And that's a huge difference. That is a huge difference.
I appreciate immensely that perspective, Mario. I would like to know, just out of curiosity, I'm third generation Mexican American. I'd like to know what generation you are.
My parents. Oh, go ahead.
And the other question I have is, I wonder, in all fairness to the Mexicanos, I wonder if they have the same flavor for being raised in the United States that we Chicanos, for example, third generation, have. You know, it seems to me that our perspectives are different.
Yeah, our perspectives are definitely different, George, because because first of all, just to answer your first question, my parents came from Mexico, so I'm first generation. My mom is from Tamaulipas, and my father is from Sinaloa. So, you know, but of course they came here and they met in East LA, you know. So,
okay.
All right. So I'm first generation. But the difference in I still have cousins on the other side. And like I said, our, you know, while we share, you know, a similar cultura, not even completely the same, but still a similar culture, which by the way, I think keeps me based in, it gives me a values base, right?
Right.
our perspective on the world and our perspective on the beauty or the promise of democracy is completely different. And that is the driving force in the United States. And I really appreciate your questions and your call, Jorge. Thank you for calling the J. Marvin Show. I appreciate it. And of course, George called at 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. We're going to take a bit of a break. We're going to come back, take more of your calls. We talk a little bit more about healthcare. I got a couple of instant messages, one hot, one very, very hot. But first, we'll get to some traffic with Gina. Are you there?
Mario. Well, traffic finally looking much better for us. We had a lot of problems this morning. Number of wrecks along northbound I-25. Looks like those are all out of the way now. We're just dealing with a crash off the highway, Santa Fe and Bowles. Still have that serious accident that shut down Highway 85 at 136th Avenue. Weather today, morning sunshine, but we'll get some clouds and scattered showers by this afternoon. High of 90 today. Tonight, partly cloudy and breezy, going down to 58. And currently, it's fair and 76. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Make every day special with a $2.79 sub of the day from Subway Restaurants. A different, fresh, regular 6-inch Subway sandwich.
New this week at the video station in Boulder. Check out Miss Potter, Bridge to Terabithia, and Reno 911 Miami. Celebrating 25 years as Colorado's largest video library. Choose from over 50,000 titles. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-497-5951. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-497-5951. 1-800-497-5951. That's 1-800-497-5951.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right up.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-7870. Again, that's 1-800-550-7870. 1-800-550-7870.
Miles of sun-warmed beaches to endless water or land sports, Mayan ruins, and so much more. That's why Funjet Vacations offers so many flights and hotel options to Mexico. Because to just think about Mexico is to fall in love with it. Call your travel agent or visit funjet.com to learn more about our exceptional package rates. Mexico, beyond your expectations.
Leaf Guard Rain Gutters of Colorado is seeking candidates with previous experience in the home improvement field. If you're looking for a new challenge with a great company, call Leaf Guard to schedule an interview today. 303-289-1409. That's 303-289-1409.
Right now, J. Marvin in your car. After the show, J. Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
9:35 on the J. Marvin Show. This is Mario Solis Maric sitting in. Jay should be back on Monday. Right here on AM760, Progressive Talk. We got a couple of instant messages, and I got an email that I want to read to you. I want to remind you that I'll be here until the top of the hour. And, of course, we'll still take your calls. at 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. I don't know which one of these instant, we got two instant messages and an email. Let me start off with the hottest instant message. That we got a message, and I don't know if I should use the guys' names because I just, you know, they didn't give me permission to, so I'll be polite and not use their name. And this is the instant message. This is from one instant messenger. It says, you know, for someone who claims to have this little thing for the truth, you should check your facts before spouting off at the mouth. Connecticut, while being a smaller state in size, is number 29 on the population list with a little of over 4 million people, while Colorado, with all its size, is only 25th. With a little over 5 million people. So before comparing Connecticut to Wyoming, which only has 500,000 people, you should get your facts straight. It probably doesn't, it doesn't help your credibility when you spout out things you obviously know nothing about. Just because you're mad at Joe Lieberman, which I don't blame you for, doesn't mean you get to disparage Connecticut. And that's from one of our instant messengers. Let me tell you something about this. This, and by the way, if you're just tuning in, this is because I had, I guess, the temerity to suggest that it's not fair for smaller states to have the same size of you know, the same votes in the U.S. Senate than larger states do. And you know, I was talking about Joe Lieberman, and I said I couldn't believe, you know, that we're saddled with him. Because Connecticut gets two senators, and then I happen to mention that I don't believe that all states should be treated alike in the Senate. And by the way, I still stick to that. You know, we have to face up to the fact that the way the Senate is set up, it's set up to hold good legislation hostage. And you're going to watch this happen. If you haven't noticed it already, pay attention to what happens in the Senate. They have all these secret rules. You know, a senator could put a single senator could decide they want to put a hold on the bill. They tell the Senate clerk. The Senate clerk puts a hold on it, and it's confidential. Nobody gets to know who's putting the hold on it. Now tell me that's fair. And so let me just say this about my instant messenger. None of what I said was not factual. And so I do have this thing for the facts. And sometimes I could get the facts wrong. I'm human and I correct them. But nothing I said was not factual. Colorado is bigger than Connecticut, as your email points out. And I did not compare Connecticut to Wyoming, although I did mention that I thought it was crazy that Wyoming, with 500,000 people, gets two senators. I think that's crazy. And I think that's crazy that Connecticut gets two as well. And you will agree with me, as your instant message points out, that Colorado, who you asked, somebody asked me, do I believe Colorado should get two? And I said yes. And you admit in your own instant message that Colorado is bigger than Connecticut. Colorado's 25th. Connecticut is 29th. I would draw the line at 25. The top 50 states, you know, should have, you know, they should get two. Everybody else, let them get one. Or, you know, and I haven't thought this out. That's not, you know, I'm just saying there are other solutions here. You know, other than right now, let me show you how bizarre the Senate is. Right now, Joe Lieberman is holding the entire Senate hostage to some bizarro, you know, a plan about Iraq, even though 70% of the American people disagree with Joe Lieberman. He is calling the shots in the U.S. Senate. Tell me that that is fair. And by the way, this instant messenger, to his credit, didn't claim that that was fair. He just said that I didn't know my facts, but nothing he said pointed out anything unfactual that I said. But at least he didn't make the outrageous claim that that's fair. Now we have another email here. It says to Jane, I guess to Jane via me, who asked how we would pay for health care. Here's one way. Your premiums, your health care premiums, will be back in your pocket. So if taxes are increased, the money from your pocket could, in fact, you know, go to pay for the taxes for health care from your saved premiums. Once again, logical, very logical. There's a lot of the thing about it is we have to think logically. You know, we just somewhere along the line we lost the ability to think logically. Just be, like, for instance, that guy goes off because I insulted Connecticut. You know? By the way, I'm not going to take any vacation soon to Connecticut. I don't know if, you know, why everybody's defending, not everybody, a couple people defending Connecticut, like, you know, I don't know whether they're born there or something. But quite frankly, Connecticut, not a top destination for me. We have a call on the line. Who is that, John, on the line? Tony, you're on the air with Mario Solis Marich on the Jay Marvin Show.
Hi, Mario. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good. Listen, I just actually started tuning in, and I heard the last of the instant message you got about your comments on Joe Lieberman holding up the legislation in the Senate. And my take was, in response to your comments, it sounded like you have more frustration with the Senate rules than the actual composition of the Senate allocation. And
well that's
go ahead.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. They run it like this elitist club, and you know, one guy could hold everything up, or one woman could hold everything up, and it's just crazy making.
And see, I don't think that would change if you changed the composition of the number of senators allocated from different states. That could still happen irrespective of if you still have two or one, depending on population size.
Oh, but let me tell you, it's the and this I know for a fact: the people who love those rules are the people from the smaller states.
Mm-hmm.
So believe me, it does not work for larger states that tend to be more progressive, by the way, you know, to have Wyoming or, you know, Connecticut Lieberman party of one,
mm-hmm.
You know, holding up the entire country. And so those rules are often used, you know, by these smaller states. I do think it would change. And you know what? While we're shaking up the Senate, we could demand it to change.
That's true. We could,
you know, because all we would have to do is demand transparency.
Right. Well, then yeah. I would pose a question to you of, if you're going to be shaking up the Senate composition based on population distribution, how does that then make the Senate different from the House of Representatives, which is allocated by population?
Well, you know, that's a very good question. I'm not sure that I would allocate it completely. You know, I'm not sure. It would not be, in my mind, here I am, like, rewriting the Constitution with you at 9:44 in the morning. But
why not?
But what the heck? Exactly. I mean, I don't think it should be. I think it also, it should be a weight. You know, it should be not necessarily reflective of the population. But
okay.
I think where we are right now is so extreme. You know, I think that there that I don't think the founding fathers ever imagined that we would all that, you know, huge portions of the population would choose to live together in single states.
Right.
It wasn't like that before. People used to like their space. You know, and the idea probably of everybody gathering, you know, I mean, at that proportion in large cities or in large states, you know, was not on the table. At the same time, they knew there had to be some weights and measures to it. So I do agree that the Senate should be different, that there should be a more deliberative body.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's ridiculous at this point. And I also think that we should demand transparency. And we can't demand transparency right now because, honestly, I'm going to tell you the truth. The Senate is an elitist body. It is, you need to, as an American citizen, if you haven't done this before, you need to go to Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to hang out at the House of Representatives and go to their lunchroom and all that stuff. And then you need to go on the Senate side of the Hill and do the same. And you need to try to meet with your senator, and you should try to meet with your congressman. Your congressman will meet with you. Your senator will not. And that right there says it all.
I think that there are bits of truth to your statements, but I can tell you as a constituent who has gone to Washington to try to meet with both my senator and my representative, being a progressive from Tom Tancredo's district, I can meet with my representative.
Well, to every rule, there's an exception.
Absolutely. But I do think that...
You got me there.
Yeah. I do think that our founding fathers did plan for population dispersion, and that is why the House of Representatives was drawn out the way it was. But I do agree that transparency in government is what we need to be striving for as constituents and demanding that people like Joe Lieberman or any other senator, for that matter, does not hold up strong legislation in secret, because that is not a true representation of representative democracy.
I have to tell you, you get this. You're very. You've really thought about this, and I'm really appreciating your call. Have you ever heard of Lonnie Guinier?
No, I haven't.
Okay, Lonnie Guinier has written extensively about this. About the imbalance and, you know, and kind of the fixes that our Constitution needs, et cetera. She's an incredibly interesting writer, even though this could be like, you know, a really kind of boring subject to some people. Clinton tried to install her as head of the Justice Department, and the U.S. Senate killed her because, and a lot of it was because she feels that the Senate should be shaken up. So I think you would enjoy reading her. Her name's Lonnie Guinier, and she was brilliant, would have been a huge asset, but there you go. The Senate confirmed Betito Gonzalez and didn't Lonnie Guinier, and that's life, I guess. But thank you for your call.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Have a good Friday.
And she called at 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. Let's get some traffic from Rick Morgan.
Mario, the highways are in pretty good shape. Off the highway, though, we have some backups on 6th Avenue right now. Now, an accident as you approach I-25, obviously affecting not only 6th Avenue, but the ramp to I-25. So if you're coming in from Lakewood, you might want to use your alternates to get north or south of 6th Avenue on I-25 and continue your drive. But as far as any backups, that's really it. The rest of the highways are getting back up to speed. I-25 looking pretty good across downtown. No worries on I-70 or on 225. North of town, still some delays in the Brighton area due to that accident, Highway 85 and 136th. Weather forecast, partly sunny, a few thunderstorms around, but noticeably cooler. A high of only 90 today. A few storms around tonight, low 61. Sunny and hot tomorrow, though, 95 for a high, 97 for Sunday. Right now it's 78. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Ladies, Fantastic Sams has something to make your hair healthy and beautiful for the summer. Their texture services can add bounce, curl, wave, and volume to...
When you love what you do, it's impossible not to be successful doing it. So when it comes to investing your life into a franchise opportunity, how do you know you'll find a franchise that you'll absolutely love? We're Franchise Revenue Systems. Our passion is finding the perfect franchise opportunity to meet your passion and financial resources. If you're a young entrepreneur looking to find that modest seed you can nurture into a lifetime of wealth, we'll help you find it. If you're a seasoned business pro ready to go big time on your own, we'll work big time to help you find it. Call today and get a free guide revealing the top secrets to starting a franchise. It's yours free with our compliments. Love what you do. Let us help. Give us a call today and get your guide to the top secrets to starting a franchise free as our gift to your entrepreneurial spirit. Call 1-800-922-6939. 1-800-922-6939. 1-800-922-6939.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1362. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1362. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1362. 1-800-557-1362.
We're here at the Bear Challenge, where the two top-selling paint brands are going head-to-head in a competition of quality. Watching paint dry is exciting stuff here at the Home Depot. Let's take a look at our current leader, Bear Premium Plus.
I tell you, I did not expect this kind of quality from the most affordable paint.
Well, you know, I'm not surprised. Bear's been rated number one in overall quality by a national study 4 years in a row.
Well, with the kind of resistance to scrubbing that it's shown today, it's certainly proven it has lasting power.
Definitely. But you know where Bear really stood out for me?
Where's that?
That whiter base.
Well, I can agree with you there. Anybody wanting truer colors can appreciate that.
Folks, you can get out on the action, too, here at the Home Depot. Just vote for the paint you think did best.
And you can win $10,000 in gift cards from the Home Depot. Bob, we got legal on that?
Yes, indeedy. To enter in for official rules, visit your local Home Depot store by July 31st. That's open to U.S. residents. 18 or older, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Nice. Is Bear better? Take the Bear Challenge and decide for yourself. Only at the Home Depot. Good, better, Bear.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
952, Mario Solis Maric sitting in for Jay Marvin, right here on the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk. I, you know, once again, John Turk, I've enjoyed this immensely, being with you.
Today's been a lot of fun, man. I always love working with you, Mario.
You're always a blast. But I have to go out there and visit you before the baseball season's over.
Maybe you should come in town in 2 weeks and we'll go see the Mets. We'll go see the Yankees sweep or the Rockies sweep the Mets.
Oh, that'll be great.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, that would be great. I really should think about that. Actually, that's around the time I'm going to need a break too.
Right on the third and 4th of July, the fireworks games.
Ooh, wow. Well, anyways, I'll take a couple last calls if we have a chance at 303-713-7600. I love the way that, John, I love the way you guys instant message over there. We got to get that going on my show. This is great. I got another instant message. Oh, here, this one's nicer than the last one I read. Thank God. It says, Mario, you got it exactly right. And by the way, I will point out that exactly is in capital letters. How's that? The said it in a word, sucks. Also in capital letters. I love this. It is so bad that I'm to the point of wondering if we shouldn't just flush all the senators. Oh, my God. There are a lot of people out there that have been in the senator protection unit today that are not going to like that sentence. One way to do that would be to federal level term limits. For Senate, I'm thinking one term per person per lifetime is it. Oh, I love your ideas. That is great. It is a problem. The U.S. Senate is a problem. I have never met, you know what? And I say this with all due respect of, you know, I really support and appreciate Barbara Boxer. She's one of our California senators. I'm not crazy about Dianne Feinstein. I think Barbara Boxer is great. But that being said, okay, one I don't like, one I like over here. Had nothing to do with not liking Barbara Boxer or not liking Feinstein. Or, you know, or the fact that I think Joe Lieberman is a nutcase. Had nothing to do with any of that. You know, when I said I thought Joe Lieberman was a nutcase, and, you know, I meant it. And I think there's a lot of evidence for my claim there. But the problems with the U.S. Senate is not whether I like him or not, or whether I like Barbara Boxer, which I do, or the fact that I think that Feinstein should have retired, I don't know, about 80 years ago. Right? It has to do with the fact that, you know, with the way that we communicate, with in the world of instant communication, And the way that we operate today, the rules of both the House and the Senate are outdated. They do not match where our country has gone or where it's going. And the biggest problem there is the Senate. That only acts as a weight to slow us down. When is the last time the Senate led on anything? That's not their purpose. Their purpose is... So you have a situation where the whole freaking world is changing. Like in the last 10 or 12 years, it's possible for, you know, me to send you a communicate like these people that are instant messaging me. That's all new. They could get their thoughts on the air from their laptop immediately. That's all brand new. So the entire world is changing, and we're stuck with this apparatus whose only purpose constitutionally was to slow us down. And that might be good in a way, but they've gone from slowing us down to stopping us. And that's a different story. And they are a counterweight, but they should be a counterweight, not dead weight, which is basically what they've become. And it is worth your while, if you haven't been in Washington, D.C., to go there and to walk around over there while they're in session and watch them get the doors open for them and go to, you know, I mean, it, you know, go to one of the places where they have dinner. You probably have to take a second out on your house if you're going to hang out with them more than, you know, one night a week, right? But check out the we think that royalty only exists in England. And that's because most of us have not visited the U.S. Senate. We have a House of Lords here. You know, we have the Senate has turned into a place that was supposed to take care of smaller states versus bigger states. That was the initial purpose. What it's become is a club for the rich. It was supposed to take care of, you know, smaller states and smaller interests and farmlands, etc. And instead, it's turned into a club for the elite. That's the reality. I don't care what it was supposed to do. That's what it's doing. And we need to shake it up. And I know that you're just the person to do it. I've enjoyed being here for Jay Marvin. My name is Mario Solis Maric. You're listening to AM 760. It's 10 o'clock.
First option lending, the people you call first.
5.5%. Yes, you heard right. 5.5% with an APR as low as 5.9. Now is the time to refinance with First Option Lending. If you have an adjustable rate mortgage coming due, if you have credit cards or other payments you want to go away, if you want to skip your next two mortgage payments and lock in a rate at 5.5%, you need to call First Option Lending today. How can we do it? First Option Lending is not a broker. We approve our own loans. And for a limited time, we can offer 5.5%, perfect or less than perfect credit. Call today, First Option Lending, 303-803-1900.
First Option Lending.